I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, you feel me? B-Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Rick Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you chillin' with my home girl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all ride in the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me!
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
This is that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now, I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it!
What's up, y'all? This your boy, Carter B of 4Play Media Group, and I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
And welcome to Chocolate City Radio. This is your girl, Chalk Mommy, and tonight's show is going to be crazy as hell. If you follow me on Twitter, you would have seen a lot of hashtagging going on that was hashtag LSRM, Love, Sex, Relationships, and Marriage. And I would have to say that Todd, let me get his Twitter name, Todd. Oh, God, I'm going to fuck his name up. I'm just going to say Todd. He started it, and everybody else got into the conversation. We had the Hype magazine, Miss Andelin, and I want to say Wandina Pyatt or something. I'm fucking people's name up until they get on here and pronounce it for me. And we had Rikers, and we had Ashton, and we even had a late bloomer pop his ass up in here in the conversation. Big Lou is the one, okay? And so we decided that we're going to take the conversation from Twitter and bring it on to the radio show, because it's hard to get a topic like that, several topics out in 140 characters, and you're using the hashtag. So we have our first caller. You have your hand raised. Your number is blocked, so I'm bringing you in. Hello?
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 Hi, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, I can hear you. Can you state your name?
This is Miss Ann. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Just excited to get the conversation going. We really need to get some things set up and the air cleared here for the most part.
Yes. It was very nice meeting you on Twitter. And I'm just like, you had some good points. And I'm just like, oh, yeah, this is going to be good. This is going to be real good. I think either Taj or Hype just got on. I'm going to bring them in, too. I'm going to be waiting on Ashton. She's having problems with PayPal, so she's trying to work that out. And then I'm sure Rikers is going to pop his ass up in a little bit. But, yeah, it's going down. Hold on 1 second. The number ending in 9616, you're live on the air.
What's up? This Taj. This Talk with Taj. When you're talking with me, you're talking with the best. What's going on?
Oh, Lord. What's up, shit starter?
That's good. You got the one and only. You got the right one online tonight, as always.
Well, I have Miss Andolyn on, and I don't know. I think I got the right one on with her tonight, boo-boo.
Nah, see, you know what? She don't make it sound good, but I'm going to give you what you need. I'm going to give the fellas what they need. I'm going to give the ladies the truth. Just like I did the last time I called. When I got off the line, it was all salutes, right? We're going to get that rolling again tonight.
Not because men don't know no better. Men don't know better.
We know better. See, we know better. But the problem is, women beat us with numbers. Because y'all all stick together. Even when y'all lying and y'all wrong, y'all all stick together. See, men don't do that. That's where y'all beat us at. Y'all don't beat us with the truth or logic or sense. Y'all beat us with numbers.
Your idea of the truth and our idea of the truth is totally different. Our
truth
is what's actually right.
No, it's not.
Okay.
You want to know why I know that's true? Because Eve screwed Adam over, didn't she? The man was following the word. What she tell? It's all right, baby. Deceit, conniving, lying to him. Now look, we ain't been right ever since.
Later for
it
you.
It started there. Y'all been wrong since the beginning of time. Since the beginning, you've been wrong. And you're going to end wrong right now. There's over 40% of people, and I'm just guessing at this number.
Now you want to go there.
No, listen.
Hold on, I ain't done. Yes, you are.
No, I ain't done. There's over 40% of men right now in prison over a woman. There's another 60% in dead over a woman. Well, she poisoned him, killed him. He's bad, and he killed her, he killed himself. Come on, these are real stories.
Okay. Well, there is evidence right there that men are not in the right state of mind. If a woman can do all of that, they are not in the right state of mind.
Y'all go home and tell George, baby, I love you. You're the only one in my life. Get right out the bed with him. Go tell his next nigga.
Pick another name.
Mike. I love you. You're the only one in my life. So when Mike and Paul meet up, say, I got this great woman. Yeah,
I'm the only one in
What's
my
her
life.
Name? Her name? Her name is Andrew.
They won't say that. I don't tell anybody my name. Code name.
Okay. So that's what I'm saying. As a matter of fact, true story. This is a true story. I'm not making this story up. You can find this in the local news. This happened, I want to say, maybe a year ago. There was a guy.
Okay, so you just proved what we already knew, that men are not very smart on their feet. They don't think truly, that they make decisions, irrational decisions, and they really shouldn't be listened to because they don't know what they're doing. You know, they like kind of like cuckoo.
No, what they have done is when a woman
you said they're in the jail for a woman.
Us, when a woman tells us, I love you, we want to entrust that she's telling the truth. We should be able to trust
you
when you tell us.
Do you feel the love? You can't go off of somebody's words all the time. Do you feel it? You felt
I'm not talking
to,
about me.
Feel enough to put them
because
to go
I'm smarter than the average. I'm smarter than the average bear. Okay? I've been around.
I can't even say nothing behind that. Cause
I'm smarter than the average bear.
I can't nothing.
I will say this. Men, honestly, Julian, when they like and love and care for a woman, and she tells and expresses her love for him, they actually believe it.
Even
the niggas who...
Hold on, let me finish.
Let me finish. That's part of women's problem like that. They don't ever listen.
You don't need to finish. You ain't talking about nothing. Next.
I ain't talking about nothing. Okay. I know you hate it. Talk to them, Tosh. I'm already talking. Look. That's
putting
us
all in one bucket.
No, I'm saying men trust when women tell them I love you. When they go home after a hard day's work and see some other nigga in there, can we cuss on this show?
Yeah.
Are we allowed to use language and profanity and obscene? Because I'm very graphic. I just wanted to make sure and ask this before I go into my. Into my explanation.
Go ahead.
Oh. Oh, okay. You go home from a hard day's work. You expect to see your wife in there, or your mate, or whatever. May not be married. Kids may not be home yet, but you want to go home. You know, expecting to see a happy smile. Maybe smell some food cooking in the oven or something. Maybe smell some Lysol, Pine Sol cleaning. Something going on in here. You go home. You hear some strange noises. You go upstairs, and the bitch is in the bed getting that shit ran through by another man in your damn bed. Now, is he irrational and crazy because he killed the both of them? No. He got sideswiped. He wasn't expecting to see that. That was an impulse move.
He should have watched.
Wow. Wow. And you see that right there.
Should have joined in or something, man. Oh my gosh. It just gave me a picture. I mean, I got turned on a little bit, but okay, go ahead.
All I'm saying is in this love, sex, relationship, marriage game that we play, people need to stop lying. Stop lying.
If it's not followed up by actions, then the words are obsolete. The words don't mean anything.
If you don't follow up by actions, it means absolutely nothing. I'm one of the two proud and chosen.
Actions,
the Marines.
Bullshit runs a marathon.
Yeah, you're right. You are so right. Now.
I'm sorry, I'm cursing. Can I curse? I didn't hear you. Can we curse?
Oh, yes. We curse like hell.
Okay,
over.
Okay. Because bullshit runs America. Action speaks. If somebody can say whatever it is, somebody can tell me they're going to give me $1 million. If I can spend all of my worldly possessions and clear out my savings account because somebody told me they gave me going to give me $1 million without them following up with actions, then I'm a dumbass. If you don't see the person doesn't follow up what they say with actions, then it's absolutely nothing at all, period. So men, pay attention to that.
Well, how about this? Whatever your intentions are, let those be the intentions. If you tell somebody, right, I love you, I want to be with you, can we build a life together? If you ain't trying to build that
shoes.
Damn life, huh?
I love my shoes. I don't want to be with my shoes. I change my shoes every single day. But
I
still love
my point.
My shoes.
I'm proving my point.
Exactly. It's nothing.
I'm proving my point,
It's just words.
But
words mean absolutely nothing.
If a man, okay, and this is where, you know, because I have a problem with the L word with people other than my family because I don't love a man. A man is good for one thing. That's giving me a nut when I don't feel like using my toy. You know what I mean? So,
or your fingers because you get copper tonal.
Yes. If a female tells a man that she loves him and it doesn't, she doesn't have the actions to go with it, then he a fucking fool for believing that bullshit. And a lot, like you said, a lot of men are in prison because of a woman. No, they're in prison for the dumb ass choices that they made being caught up on some pussy. Point blank, period. Men do dumb shit when the head is good and the pussy is good.
So what you just told me is women ain't shit.
No.
Oh, all right.
And
right.
Keep it going.
Better
keep it going. I'll say just about anything. Oh, my gosh. If it sounds good, and I mean, if I say it and you give it to me better because I'm saying it, I'm going to keep saying it. I'm going to go to you first. I'll tell you a whole story. What you need to know, what you need to say to get it done.
What the listeners are seeing or what they're hearing right now is women ain't shit.
Men need to use their brain and not.
No, well, I'm going to quote what she just said. She just said men ain't worth nothing but hurt, but giving a good nut. That's what she just said. And she said men need to stop falling for the bullshit. These women just because pussy in the head is good. That's what she said.
No,
so what
you
telling me
is, I said. When you were saying men are locked up because of a woman, and I'm saying they're locked up because of the dumb ass choices they made behind pussy. If you come in the house and you catch your woman in the bed fucking a dude and you shoot him, you're shooting him because of her pussy, because you felt like it was yours. It's not like he was raping her. He was giving her pleasure. So you decided to take
I hope he enjoyed that last nut, because he's going to take one straight to the ass right now. Because if you're married, I'm speaking from I'm not speaking from boyfriend-girlfriend type shit, because relationships come and go. Marriage is supposed to last forever. So if you're married, yes, you're supposed to believe that this is yours. You're not supposed to expect or think anybody fucking your spouse.
Why you? Why didn't shoot her? Why the man on her? Why
who said, she was going to leave without getting a bullet? Hold on.
Look,
who said
man,
she was leaving without a bullet in
the
ass too?
The man has no loyalty to the man. I mean, kill the woman. Why kill the man? If you're going to do something, why do something to the person that has loyalty to you?
I'm a believer like this. Look, I'll just say I don't condone violence against people. But I do understand the emotional reaction that people give if you come home and see some shit like that. First of all, it's at your house. You're going to do your dirt away from the crib. Second of all, it's in your bed where y'all lay every damn night. That's,
if I come home and my man got some bitch in the bed, I'm going to put his ass on fire. I'm going to get bitch out the road.
I'm learning something here tonight.
I'm going to set his ass on fire.
You don't let people finish. You don't let people finish.
No, I don't. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm gonna
literally hold my mouth on this call tonight. I'm glad we put this show together. I'm learning some things. Anyway,
take note.
If you gotta understand what that does to a person. Sleeping, having sex with somebody else in your bed is equivalent to somebody standing in your face and spitting on you. You feel what I'm saying? I can understand both of them getting whacked. They're not a murderer because they did it. It's just the reaction. And women have done it too. That's why niggas get their tires slashed, windows busted, houses blown up, axe left out. Well, you can't ask no more, but clothes burnt the fuck up. I know women that threw niggas' clothes out and put bleach on them and all that kind of shit. It's a reaction. Because you've been caught somebody doing some bullshit when you weren't trusted in them. If you're in a relationship or a marriage, you're supposed to have trust.
Men fucked that up.
No, we did not. Let me tell y'all something. Listen here. I used to work in a nightclub. The one place of all places where all bullshit goes on. And all I see is women in there on a hustle from the moment they walk through the door. They're trying to get in for free. They're trying to get a drink for free. everything they on a hustle all night long, deceiving me and like they really want to holler just so they can get drunk. Women play too many games. Women play too many games, man. And that's why shit gets fucked up.
I love the story.
These women are lying.
If they don't follow up with actions, then it's nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Man, you just heard me speak action.
I don't take anybody for their word. I don't take anybody for their word. And, man, no, no. If you say something and it's something that I'm supposed to believe, if you don't follow it up with action, then I'm not going to believe it. If your actions show something totally opposite of whatever it was that you said, I'm going to pay more attention to your actions than what you actually
said. And your actions can be bullshit, too.
Not
why
are
you talking about actions?
That's the action.
You know what I mean? Them actions can be fake, too. Somebody can fake it. So what I'm saying is, when... need to stop lying and being on bullshit. Now, granted, there's some rat bastard niggas out there. Okay? Some rat bastard
who's
niggas out there.
Who's the one speaking right now? But go ahead.
No. I'm solid. Because I'm a nigga that'll tell you, I can't promise you shit. Don't bet the house on me. If you bet the house on me and I told you not to bet the house on me, I can't help you with that. Now, I can't speak for every other man. Because most niggas are going to lie. The one thing, man, I think I said this on the last time we talked, and this is so true. The one thing men will lie about is intimacy with another woman. You want to know why? Because the woman that they're speaking with, they don't want to get the rejection. So they'll lie. But what they don't understand is you just tell them the truth. And most time, if women want to sleep with you, they're going to do it anyway.
Absolutely.
They don't care. That's why some of your fucking marital affairs out here. Women don't care. At a place of employment where I work, I see more adulteries than anything else. I'm talking about many women sleep around on their husbands, all kind of bullshit. And they don't give a damn. People need to stop lying. If you don't want to be married and be married without cheating, don't get married. Just stay single and do your thing without the hassle. If you know you ain't built for parenting, hold on, if you ain't built for parenting, don't be trying to get knocked up. Put the rubber on, protect the twat. Okay? If you know.
Swallow. Joking. No. Okay.
Yeah, you better swallow. And that's another thing. And that's another thing. These women, I understand. If you don't suck a dick, another bitch will. If you don't want to swallow that nut and take nut all in your eye and all that shit, somebody else will do it. So
okay.
When people are cheating.
Okay.
When people
on
are
that
cheating,
note. Oh, Lord. On that note, I'm bringing in Big Tone and Jazzy. You have a point. You're right. If a female ain't sucking dick, somebody else is. And if she's doing a good job and he's, you know, used to having good head, then you possibly lost your home. Because a man will leave everything over some good head and some good pussy, including his mind. And it sounds like Taj is a victim. Hey, Big Tom. Hey, Jack.
Oh, yeah. No, hold on. You are not going to try to do me like that and cut off and cut somebody else. Hold on. Hold the hell up.
Hey,
first
Tom.
I ain't a victim of nothing. Hold on. Now, hold on, Big Tom. Much love to you, brother. But hold on. I got to reply. You are not going to have me out there saying like that. There you go, my Twitter talking shit.
That's it. I'm packing my shit up and I'm putting it in the jar. I'm
selling
it. I'm
putting
it in
the
jar.
I'm
going to jar.
I'm not a victim. My dad always told me, experience is the best teacher. And my experience and what I've seen other people have gotten me to this point. It's just what it is. This is what it is, man. I've been seeing, working at the club.
So
when you working out the night.
You fucked up behind somebody else's shit. You fucked somebody else's shit. You got your
home. Oh, I'm good.
Yep.
I'm good.
Your whole thought process and how thing is going to be behind what you see other people
do. Man, I'm just saying folk need to stop lying.
It's not. It's your own experience that's the teacher, not somebody's experience.
I agree with a lot of what you were saying. Like, I was nodding my head and agree. No, normally, I don't agree with the men on this show. I actually agree with a lot of what you were saying, and I say that on every show, right? I'm like, if you don't want, like, there's no need to lie, because it's exactly what you said. 9 times out of 10, people are going to be with the fuckery anyway, right? So whether you have somebody or not, better be honest. That way you put all your playing cards on the table. Nobody gets your feelings hurt because they know from jump what it is. When it comes to acts of passion, because that's what I would call it, it's an act of passion, even the criminal dictionary does not define that as a regular murder. It's not like a drive-by shooting, right? It's something that's very emotional. People get acquitted for that all the time in the state of California. It is a passion of crime. You see somebody fucking your husband or fucking your wife, you go mentally cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Something isn't clicking because what you're seeing is, like, shocking. Even if you had a feeling before you walked in the house that your dude or your woman was cheating, it's a different thing to actually see it as opposed to think it. And to see it is experiencing something, I think, that's an out-of-body experience. So I can totally understand a man shooting the shit out of another dude because he sees him fucking his woman. Like, I totally get it, and I think, as women, we do it all the time, but we try to justify it different, right? Because men are known to be dogs.
Right,
don't like to say that women do it.
That don't make it right, though.
It doesn't make it right, but, I mean, there becomes that point where you become so emotionally unstable that right or wrong kind of doesn't matter at that point. You have a difficult time deciphering the difference between right or wrong.
The thing is that
a person can technically be declared insane if they shoot the clip empty and continue to shoot and stay there until the person arrives. Nine times out of ten, they'll be going home.
My thing is that's just right there. You left out the clip and just stay there, wait for the cops to come and be like, oh, well, it is what it is. That's just RNS right there.
But not, oh, well, but you're like, I don't understand what I'm doing. I would still be there shooting, clicking. I mean, the difference between me is I wouldn't shoot one person. Everybody that was in the room involved would have to get it at that particular point.
But realistically,
it's just because I feel like if she's fucking him in my bed, then 9 times out of 10, the bitch knew it was my bed. She saw something.
Right, they know.
The fact that it was another woman there. And that's why she would have to go, too. Now, if it was some random, she had no idea that he had a woman, then I can't be mad at her, right? Because she didn't know. But if that bitch knew, I'm coming. Like, everybody is going to get it. Everybody. And that's just my personal
opinion. But see, that's what I was going to say. And first of all, I just want to say good evening to everybody in the room, good evening to the queen, Chalk Mommy. You know what I'm saying? This is Big Tone. What's good, Chalk? What's going on? First of all, I just want to say, homeboy, I don't know your name, brother, but you had me dying on your last rant when he was talking about put the condom on, protect the twat, and yeah, you got to swallow, which is all true. That shit had me dying right now. But what I was going to say was that a lot of times you can't get mad at the dude. And I'm speaking from a man's perspective because I've been on that side where a woman would tell me they ain't got no man or they got a man, but they still want to chill or whatever the case may be. My thing is that you, as a woman, you can't get mad at the dude the same way you at the woman the same way a dude can't really get mad at the next dude because you don't know what homegirl is telling homeboy. She could be telling him, I don't live with my man, or whatever the case may be. My thing is that dudes always want to get mad at the dude, but you don't know what homegirl told her. You got to take that up with your girl. Like, I've had dudes call my phone talking about, oh, I seen your name and number, my girl phone. What's up with that? Why don't you ask her? It's her phone, right? Why don't you ask her why my name and number's in her phone?
I think there's a difference between a phone call and fucking. That is I mean, it's a real difference. Like, it's a real difference. On that particular
now,
level, yeah, you mad, you calm down, you can analyze
it. In the girl's phone, though.
But I'm saying it's a difference because that's a phone call, right? So once you hang that call up, you can analyze it. You probably mad for a minute. You can analyze it. You could whatever. But if you physically walk in and see somebody having sex with your significant other, that is going to strike
a
nerve. And there's no time to analyze.
Level. But my thing is that what I'm trying, even if let's just say, for instance, if a dude see his girl with another dude at the mall or at a restaurant or something like that, you're going to be mad, but you can't really flex on the dude. You got to handle that with the chick because you don't know what she told dude. You know what I'm saying? She could tell dude she's single is free. You know what I'm saying? So do to each other. My thing is like, you can't get mad at the other person. Get mad at your significant other. Because they're the ones that's lying to you. The other person ain't got nothing to do with it. Or all they going to lie is what they
said. Not to cut y'all big time, man. I understand what you're saying, because that's the rules of those ways. You know what I mean? You don't check the pimp, you check the hoe. You know what I mean? Not literally in that little sense, but you know what I'm saying. You check your girl, you don't check the play. You know what I mean? But my thing, it goes back to my original statement. She could do whatever she wants, just stop lying. If you ain't, most niggas ain't going to care, you got to do it anyway. As a matter of fact, some dudes like that. You know what I mean? They like the fact that you got somebody else. Cool. You know, they want to. I didn't. Some dudes like to know the fact that they hitting somebody else's woman and all that shit. So
some niggas get off on that. You got some next nigga chick while he at work or while he over here chilling, playing ball on the floor. She rolling out with you. That boosts a nigga ego. Tell me. Let me earn some points out here in these streets.
Right, them pinpoints, you hollering at you, man, my nigga, you tell you niggas, hey, man, yeah, she got to do it, sucker-ass nigga, woo-woo, I'm taking her
exactly.
Down, this won't work, you know what I mean?
I'm
so,
really upset that you said pinpoints. Sorry.
I mean, that's what it is. I mean, honestly, I'm just being real. Like, if you hitting some other dude's wife or woman, they sometimes get off on that. And they'll call their partners and say, man, she got off, man, but fuck that nigga. Well, see, it's just what it is. I'm just being honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just no women are doing the same shit. Women got some good dick. Trust and believe her homegirl know about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why she part of the reason every time he come around, she's like, I like him. Women
get off on the same exchange because let me tell you something. A married man tends to get more ass thrown at him than a single dude.
Man.
And that's why
all the time.
Get their asses beat out here because, like I said, that's a bunch of bullshit. Now, if you know he's married, then you deserve to get your ass beat just like he does. Like, everybody can get it. So. Yeah. And that's my point.
They on Twitter
like,
going in on me on some bullshit.
I'm just saying, if you know, then you deserve the consequences the same as the spouse. I'm sorry, because that means that y'all was in on it together. Now I feel personally disrespected because you went out of your way to disrespect me. Like, I feel personally offended, so now I'm going to have
man,
to fuck
listen.
You.
Just let me know what time your man come home from work. I won't call between those hours. That's it.
Guess what?
Exactly.
Let me tell you something, Tone. My dude is the same way I am. So should he catch you, he going to shoot the shit out of you and me, okay? So I'd rather just not. I'm just going to be very honest. Because it would be the same way. Like, I'm not going to fight you because I don't fight, but I will shoot the shit out of you. And I will shoot that bitch, too. Like, it better
not.
Yeah,
my thing is, I don't understand people who go down the aisle. You are walking down this aisle, and you know you're on some bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I've heard stories where niggas was cheating before the wedding and kept cheating after the wedding.
They bachelor party with the
niggas. Why
girl
go through all that? Yeah, why go through all that, man? Just stay single and just do what you do. I don't get it.
The bachelor party was that old girlfriend. That's what the bachelor party
yeah,
was.
Yeah, I keep asking all the time, why are you still single? I'm saying because until I get to that moment where I can walk away from my existing life, I'm not about to do that. You know what I'm saying? That's stupid. That's dumb, man. That's dumb. It's not fair to the other person. You lying to this motherfucker. You stand out smiling and shit. Take shots in the ring. I love you. Spit fouls. And you are foul.
ties. Here goes
my
phone.
A lot of ties. A lot of ties. Really,
have
what
you
it
ever
is
cheated?
That.
Hold on for a second, Tom. Ties. Have you ever cheated in a relationship?
Yes.
Why?
Why? Because I wanted to. It wasn't right, but I did. It is what it is. I mean, you thought I was going to lie, didn't you? Threw you a curveball, didn't you?
Of course not. Of course not. Because I hear it in your voice. I hear the hoe-ism. I hear the hoe-ism in your voice.
No, it's not. See, let's stop right there. Let's stop right there. Let's stop right there. Let's stop right there. First of all, it ain't horrorism. It ain't all the other isms you want to throw on there. It just is what it is. I'm just saying, women do the shit too. I know a chick right now getting ready to go get married. She ain't told her dude she had a dick in her mouth before the wedding.
Whoa.
You know what I'm saying? It's what it is. If you gonna still do it, if you still gonna do what you do, then don't jeopardize somebody else's feelings, because most of the time all that shit you're not right. Just chill. When it's time for you to get there, you'll get there.
And you know what? Just to kind of expand on that, child.
What's the difference between a bachelor party?
Huh?
I mean, because you like she can't get married, and he didn't know that she had a dick in her mouth or whatever. But what's the difference between the last night before you get married, when you go ahead and get everything out, like at the bachelor party, bachelorette party? Everybody
hey,
does
all
something
wrong.
What they should do.
If you have a sex and you're engaged or whatever, that's all wrong. If you have a bachelor party, have your good fun, okay, you got a little strippers and they dancing, woo woo, and bachelors have that bachelorette party, all that's cool. But the minute you done did some shit, you wrong. The shit wrong is wrong, man. I don't care how you look at it.
I agree. And not only that, like, so emotions, that's one thing, right? People will eventually get over their feelings one day, right? But the one thing you can't get over is AIDS or HIV. And unfortunately, people don't think about that aspect when they think about cheating. If you're honest with a person, then they're entering at their own risk at that point. So whatever happens,
right,
is shame on them. But if you are in a relationship with someone and you continue to pursue promiscuous activities, you are not only putting yourself in jeopardy, but you are putting that person who is entrusting you with their lives in jeopardy as well as all of what they come with. So God forbid if you guys have children, whatever the case may be, you are not only sleeping with someone, you are making the decision for multiple people, and that is what is very wrong. Do not put my life in your hands or in the hands of the bitch that you decided to hang out with. Because guess what? If she knows that you're with someone and she's willing to cheat with you, 9 times out of 10, she's not the only, like, you're not the only person she's fucking also. Which means that there's a whole lot of fuckery going on. Everybody is sleeping with every goddamn body. And now you're putting, like, people's lives in jeopardy. And that is absolutely
100%
not acceptable.
But you know what? If knowing that, though, based on everything you just said, then that means you still protect yourself. CYA, cover your own ass. You don't trust somebody else. If you know what I mean, because what you said is true. The stats prove, right? AIDS is real. Somebody got it. So if that's the case, then, you know, you protect yourself or, you know, throw the dice. Yeah,
well,
I need to be lying.
In
this
relationship, you shouldn't have to. I shouldn't have to strap up with
yes,
my husband.
Should.
That's
you always
life.
Protect yourself. You protect yourself every day you walk out the door, right? You put your seatbelt on. You try to do the best while you're driving. You know, you protect yourself at all times because nobody's going to take care of you like you. Nobody's going to watch your back like you.
While I understand that, and I think when you're dating, that's a must, right? Because you're dating, that's still the trial phases. Nobody has purchased anything. You're still test driving. But once you get married and you say those I do's, there is no reason why I should have to think mentally like I'm in a safety zone. Because I am entrusting you, and I am saying for better or for worse, in front of God, you are who I want. We're going to do this thing together. We are now conjoined as one. So there is no dating. There's no test driving stage. Why do I have to wrap it up? Like, why do I have to wrap it up with my husband? He shouldn't be my husband. If I in any way have a shadow of a doubt in my mind about whether or not he's faithful, then he needs to remain my boyfriend or no nigga at all, because there is no reason why I should feel unsafe with my husband and have to take
Correct.
Precautionary measures. J- just not acceptable, period. And if I do catch my husband cheating, shame on that motherfucker, because whether or not I catch him in the act or not, it's on. Like, no, you're not, no.
So let me ask a question. If you, I think I asked this on the Twitter conversation the other night. If you were to, if you found out your person, your mate is cheating, let's say you didn't catch him in the act, maybe it was a text message or a picture or shit like that. Matter of fact, let's scrap that whole lot. Scrap that whole question. Let's say right before you guys get married, right before the church, your partner comes to you and they ask you, hey, you know, is there anything you want to tell me? I'm not going to be upset, even though they're lying. Let's just, I want to get it all out, know, but I want us to get married free and clear of anything that has ever happened while we were together. If a person said, okay, you know what, yeah, I did some shit, whoa, would you be upset and could you accept it and could you still get married?
You know what, at that particular point, if they're willing, if they're mature enough at that point to be honest about what it is that had happened and they can have a real conversation with me, while my feelings would still be hurt, and I'm only telling you this because I've been through it in my personal life, while my feelings are still definitely, definitely hurt, if that was our opportunity of, you know what, this is it, let's put it all on the table, all the playing cards are folded, then, like, at least I can trust that person. And that, to me, means more than me catching you cheating. I'd rather you be honest with me and tell me that you made a mistake, because mistakes do happen, right? No one's perfect. So if you can own up to your mistake and come to me and say, hey, Jazz, listen, I fucked up. This is what happened. I respect you more, and I'm more willing to forgive you because at least I know you're honest about it, and you, like, again, you're giving me that opportunity to decide if this is still something I want to continue with. I'm not saying, yay, yeah, we all going to get together and I'm still going to throw the bouquet, but I'm saying I'm more willing to be forgiving. Like, okay, you fucked up. Clearly you know you fucked up because you came to the table with it. So we're going to make sure that this issue doesn't happen again. Perhaps we can work through it. I don't know. It may take me some time. When my kid's dad told me he cheated on me the first time, I moved to Baltimore and didn't come back for 4.5 years. So I'm bitter. I hold grudges, right? But I eventually get over those things. It may take me a little bit, but if you're honest with me about it, then perhaps it can be worked out.
That's what's up. Not everybody can handle that, though.
I mean, it's like I said, I'm bitter. It took me 4.5 years. I didn't forgive him for 4.5 years, but eventually I did. It just took me a minute.
Now, I saw a tweet, and I need to clear up something. I didn't say strap up if you are married. I was saying strap up if you're not. If that's how you feel, then you need to always, you know, to protect and care and cover yourself. But I'm not saying that in the marriage. In the marriage, everything should be open. There shouldn't be no secrets. Shouldn't be no security codes on the phone. None of that. Everything, to me, there really is no privacy in a marriage. You know what I mean? Really, everything should be everything should be open. So, no, you shouldn't have to do that if you're married. If you got to do that and you're married, there's some shit you need to talk about. You're in trouble. No, you shouldn't have to do that. I had to clear that up. And I don't need no help. I'm holding it down. Me and Big Tom, I hold it down for the men. We're doing just fine. We do not need no assistance.
Whatever. Hey, Jazz. She done, her call dropped. Damn.
Thank God for prayer, right?
Y'all been hanging up. I'm here by myself.
You
fuck
stuck
it.
With the ballers
fuck
now.
It.
You stuck with the pimps now. How cool is that? That means you stuck with the pimps.
Yeah, you said you ain't got no help, no backup, no nothing.
Right, just straight pimp talk right now. So speak about that pimp talk. You know what I'm saying?
That pimp talk, man, it is, man. A pimp, let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you what an old school nigga told me one time. He dead now, but you know, I mean, he told me a pimp is happy when his hoes giggle because he knows they're still asleep. I'm going to let you figure that out. A pimp is happy when his hoes giggle because he knows they're still asleep. And you can tweet that, too.
That do sound a good tweet, though.
Okay. A pimp is happy when his hoes giggle.
What happened?
A pimp is happy when his hoes giggle because he knows they're still asleep.
Tom, let me go ahead and break it down about Taj. Taj is a fly-by nigga. He come by the show and fly by the moment. So don't double team up with this motherfucker and get your head up when I see you when I come to New York. Don't let Taj get you fucked up because Taj has to get
no matter what,
and his
when
views
you come
are
to New York,
fucked up
you know
in
I got
the world today.
Carpet rolled out for you, so don't even worry about all that.
No, hold on. First of all, Big Tom, Playboy, Tim Juice, let me explain something to you, man. I'm going to tell you, when I speak, I speak from two different sides because I done been on both sides of the coin. You see what I'm saying? So I'm not a pimp, but I understand that world. Like, I understand being single and, you know, multiple women, all that bullshit. And I also understand being in relationships. So I give it from both angles. You know what I mean? That's why
I don't like classical music, but every now and again I tune in, so I understand exactly where you're coming from. It's not about, you don't got to be a pin, but, you know, it's good to know the game, you know what I'm saying? I mean, a lot of people don't like, you know, certain sports, but I always tell people, but find out what it's about. Can't knock it if you ain't never like it, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, can't knock it, you ain't never tried it. So, you know, the pin game ain't for everybody, that's number one, you know what I'm saying? You know, and number two, everybody out here getting pimped, like you said. You know, homeboy at work working hard, he don't even know his girl's getting pimped on by some little Red Lobster lunch and some drinks. You know what I'm saying? No worries, she good at home. She not home watching the stories all day. You know what I'm saying? She out there running the streets. Same thing with dudes. You know what I'm saying? You think your man at work doing what he got to do, he flexing on the next broad at work, or whatever the case may be. Same thing, shorty might be at work flexing on the next nigga. As I put it like this, I don't trust nobody. I only trust down to my main home.
And you shouldn't. And you shouldn't. And they shouldn't trust your ass either. I think Miss Andelin is back on the line.
Listen, I'm a Scorpio. We're loyal by birth, all right? You know what I'm saying? Loyalty is our middle name to all Scorpios. So we're Scorpios are probably
I will stamp what he just said because I know a couple of female Scorpios and they are fucking loyal to death, literally.
Scorpios are the most loyal people on this earth. You know, especially when we're in a relationship. When we're in a relationship, if we fail you like that, you ain't got no worries. But you double cross us one time, it's over.
Yeah. That. Let me ask you a question. Now, we had this conversation. I had this conversation with some people the other day, and we was going back and forth about this shit. Women, female said to me that men are lazy. She was speaking to black men. Said black men are lazy. She said the woman should be able to stay at home like the old days, while the man goes home and works and bring home the bacon and all that shit, and she's going to stay home and chill and take care of the house and take care of the kids, whatever. How do you feel about that, Big Tom?
Well, my thing is, though, I think it's cool if a chick want to go out and get her job. But see, what happened was, this is why a lot of women tend to flip the game on us, because there was a dude, you know, some dudes probably back in the late 80s felt like he wanted to live off of a chick, so he made her go out and get the job and claim all the money. But what we got to realize is, once she get on her feet and start making her bread, you ain't worth much to her no more. You know what I'm saying? But my thing is, like, I mean, if you want to go to work, make your little dollars, that's fine. But this is why relationships are so twisted now, because women got their own now. They got their own cribs, they got their own whips, they got their own money. Ain't shit you can really tell these broads out here nowadays. You can't run that game like you could 20 years ago. You know what I'm saying? So the game's changed. You know what I'm saying? It's like us men got to kind of adapt to the game now.
I honestly feel in this day and age, you have to have two people in the home that's bringing in supporting the home financially. It's not the way shit is now. Everything, the cost, it's hard to do that now.
It depends how you live, though. If you like materialistic stuff, then yeah, both people got to work.
Let's break down the numbers, Big Tom. Let's break down numbers. Let's say you're married, right? Your woman don't work, you do, y'all got two kids, your mortgage is like $500 a month, you might have a couple car notes at, let's say, $200 a piece, but you only make $10 an hour. I'll raise it up, I'll say $15 an hour. You get paid every
week. Your ass better beat the block.
See, see what I'm saying? That's that bullshit. That's the bullshit. What I'm saying is, there's nothing. There's nothing wrong in my book, with two people very successful being in love and both working and both doing it. There's nothing wrong with that to me. I think that can happen. It's been proven that it can happen. But I think if you have, I'd be damned if I'm out hustling all day. Let's say she don't got no kids. Let's say y'all ain't got no kids, and she's just sitting at home. What the fuck is she good for? Where's her value?
She's
sitting at home.
She's sitting there watching Maury keeping the clothes clean.
Man, get her the fuck out of here. I don't need her for that. Can I count on you to push them bricks across state lines? Can you do something? What can you do? What are you good for? Clean up the house? I can clean my own damn house. Where is your value? If you don't have no kids, I'm going to allow you to stay home. Where is your value at?
And it's vice versa.
Think about it. Some women are brought up that your role is in the house. That's all you do is you stay home, you cook, you clean, you raise them kids, and you make sure that you pop your man off. Make sure you give him some pussy. Make sure you give him some head. That's what you're supposed to do.
Hello?
Hi, Miss Marilyn.
Hi. Oh, my gosh. You just struck a chord right there. Because that is so not true. I was raised in a household by a man, and I learned how to do household things. However, I also learned independence and going to work and providing for myself, providing for my family, as well as the man providing for the family, keeping the balls empty and the belly full. Yes, absolutely. But at the same time, you know, take care of my responsibility. It's not all left upon on one person. Those are some misguided, some outdated back in the day when women had no rights and that's the only thing that they could do. I mean, that's just so outdated.
True, but there are some people that still do that. I dated a guy and his mother, she had three daughters. She raised her three daughters that they were to stay at home. And they needed to find a man that had money.
That's a control tactic. That's all that is. Brainwashing them not to be able to do anything for themselves so they can always depend on someone else. That's a control tactic. That's oppression. That's ridiculous.
That's setting them up for failure. And, oh, it's about to be 3-on-2. What's up, Ashton? You hear this bullshit with Big Tone and Todd? Todd is such a shit starter. He probably got saved from his
draw.
He knows he don't even believe what he says sometimes.
Shit, I believe everything. Hey, if I said it, I don't know, everything I say on this show, I stand on it like a rock. I told you when right is wrong is wrong. You feel
more
me?
Like a rally.
All right. Huh? You said what?
Nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
More like
Aston. What up, Aston? You're pretty
what
ass.
What up, Tone? Y'all crazy.
I don't understand. Todd is such a shit starter.
I mean, started this shit on Twitter. And, like, I don't know what the fuck is. I mean, I think that he's eating some food with some radiation in it. I mean, shrinking his brain and his common sense sometimes because he's retarded.
No, he's been around some ratchet ass bitches.
Hold on. I see y'all like, I don't mind taking on all y'all because it's nothing for me. I do this in my sleep. But I'd have been around mud ducks, sluts, whores, women, classy women, hood rats, upscale women. You know what they all got in common?
Pussy.
You know what they all got in common?
They got a pussy.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, some of them got vaginas, but other of them got pussies. But they all of them ain't shit. I don't care what fuck you are. I don't care. Nah, I'm explaining what I'm saying. Follow me here. I have dated high-class, ditty-ass women. I have dated the lower. Let me change the word dated. I have talked to some low end women too, and it was up to the character. Yeah, it all comes down to the character of that woman. It didn't matter about their status, how many degrees they had, how much money, what money they didn't have. It all came down to the character of that woman. And some of the ratchet ones, even though they were ratchet, had better character than the hot house ditty ones.
Well, sometimes the
what I found out,
be bougie. That's why.
When bougie women, they walk around here with their fucking chin in the air. They walk around like they good, like they better than everybody else. And their horrorisms is worse than the ratchet ones because they got a lot of shit they're doing that people don't know about.
Well,
because they're trying to dress it up for the public.
Well, whatever, Todd. I'm bringing on the Hype magazine.
Come on, Big Sean.
You're on the line, boo-boo. What's up? How you doing?
I'm nothing much. I was sitting here with Wifey, and we had to call in and do our shout-out, the Hype magazine shout-out.
What's up,
Mila?
No, you
Hype
don't say my name.
Hype magazine.
Innocent.
Hype magazine. Y'all should do a
call. Called in to get some BSF reinforcements for Taj. I seen he was getting beat down. I had to come in.
No, I'm not getting beat down. I'm straight. I am straight on all the bullshit. I am straight. I will handle all of them. Not a problem.
Todd, I've been listening in now, brother. They've been slamming you, so I had to come and help you out. That's all.
Hey, man. I like
wow.
You guys. Like, they ain't slamming me.
I'm going to Instagram you a Band-Aid, nigga, and pull you together.
Are we bashing him maliciously and without any realistic truth to it, or is it the truth?
Bunch of women power on the phone, you know. You know, women, y'all trifling too, you know. I'm just saying y'all a little trifling and y'all play a lot of games. And sometimes when the games get reversed, y'all don't like it. So, I mean,
that's people how, in that, general. That, that's men and women.
No, that's a lot of chicks. Now, I'm a girl too,
a lot of
chicks. So I know both ends now. Y'all can't tell me I don't know both ends. Y'all women's is crazy. I classify myself as me, not male, no female, just me, because these chicks is crazy as hell.
Word.
Don't know what you want on Monday, on Friday, it's something different. I think most of the women out here is bipolar. So that's just how I'm
shit. No. Now there are some women.
Don't talk,
mommy.
Don't even say no. I know you bipolar because your voice tone done changed 8 times since I've been listening. You've been lying. You've been lying.
Stop.
I'm like, who the hell was that talking this time?
I'm just right now.
Man,
I came on the Keep the Peace and bring a Band-Aid to my milk and go ahead and post.
Hey, you know, I'm going to call your ass after I get out this phone. You know that, right?
Holla, family night. I got to get back to the movie.
Bye.
You said hi.
All right, y'all.
Yeah. But first off, just because you don't agree with what I say,
don't let her get you fucked up. She's gone now. She called in.
She
came in and set you up, son.
Yeah.
She came in to set you up, man. That's that woman.
Now
that's
what?
That's that trifling she talking about. And she's coming in trying to set you up. And then hangs up.
You said
they
hang up.
And that
came
from
in, set you up, and they hung up. That's trifling.
Nah, let me explain something, because apparently I'm getting confused here. because y'all don't understand what I'm saying, and it may sound like foreign language. It may y'all may not agree with it. Doesn't mean I'm crazy. Doesn't mean I'm not telling the truth. Does not mean any of that. Means that what it is. I ain't saying nothing that ain't valid. I told you, if you doing dirt, don't get married. Stay doing
my thing is I be laughing on Facebook in the middle of December and January when you got a bunch of bros complaining on Facebook talking about, oh, wish I had somebody to hold on to right now. Mm-hmm. It's cold. Like, well, maybe if he wasn't so hyped running around all summer from barbecue to barbecue talking about you single and free, maybe you'd have somebody to hold on to come December.
Mm-hmm.
But you act like single life is a good life between June and September. Then when it get cold, now you ain't got nobody to call now. Well, maybe you took your time out in August to take on homeboy's date, maybe you'd have somebody on the back burner for the 7 days.
So you want to sit here and say that men don't do that?
Nope. You don't see no dudes on Facebook
yes,
talking
y'all.
About, oh wish
right.
I had
yes,
somebody
y'all.
To talk
to.
It's
Twitter
cold.
And Instagram. You're right. They're on Twitter and Instagram. That's even worse.
Well, have you ever seen me post on Twitter and Facebook, Instagram about, oh, I wish I had somebody to cuff right now? No.
Nah,
you
just
see
call
that for
into
me?
The show and do a public service announcement. So you got,
yeah.
You know, different ways to go about it. Thank
but you. Don't
you.
See me on,
well,
but you don't,
well, let me,
how many, but you compare to how many dudes or how many females, I guarantee you right now, it's raining in New York. It's raining and cold right now in New York City. Guarantee if you go on Facebook right now from now to about 3 o'clock in the morning, I'll see a bunch of broads talking about, oh, these are the kind of, these are the kind of, oh, the single stuff only hits you at night. That's what you see all the women talking about. You don't see no
well,
dudes
see,
talking about.
Well, see, I wouldn't know nothing about that because I don't have weak bitches on my friend list on Facebook. That sounds like a weak bitch to me. Sound like somebody you
no,
would
I'm
going to
tell
me.
You, I'm going to back up. I'm going to back what he's saying. Because
oh, Lord.
I have, there is a lot, I have a lot of females on my Instagram, a lot of females on my Facebook, okay? And all you see up and down the timeline every day, on Monday they complain about their man. On Tuesday they love him. On Wednesday they can't stand him. On Thursday they try to get rid of him. On Friday they love him again. On Saturday they're going to cheat on him. On Sunday they're starting to cycle all over again. It's all inconsistent. Up and down Instagram, all you see is bitches making posts about their nigga or their ex-nigga or they want to be having a nigga. Then all of a sudden, they go out and have a horror moment on Saturday night and they right back
mm-hmm.
talking about Jesus on Sunday. Then on Monday, they back trying to have a man again. These
mm-hmm.
motherfuckers are confused. But niggas
and
don't need that in their normal. But they, hold
and
on.
And you know why you see that? You see that because you pay attention to it. If you don't pay attention to dumb shit will stop.
I didn't click like on it.
You can't avoid it if you're going down a timeline. The whole point of going down a timeline is to see what people are talking about. What's the first thing you do when you go on Facebook and Twitter? You check the timeline to see what everybody's talking about. Then you take it on what's your mind. And post if you want to post or make a comment and stuff like that. And what and like I said, when it's July, August, same females who's complaining they ain't had no man is running around posting talking about single and free on my way to the barbecue, single and free on my way to the boat ride. Then come October, November, dang, wish I had somebody to cuff right now.
Hey, bro.
Check this out. You know what I see all the time? They got no love for these hoes. Too many hoes in one kitchen. Okay? And then here comes Thanksgiving. Oh, I wish I had a boo to cook for me. Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving for y'all motherfuckers. Fuck y'all.
I ain't seen no niggas doing that shit.
Oh, I wish I had somebody to help. Same shit. Niggas is lonelier.
Nah, you ain't seen that
bullshit.
For me.
Hey, Big Tom.
You seen that for me, though? You see that for me, though, Asta? You see that on my timeline?
I don't
you
even
see that for me, though.
Timeline.
Huh?
So when you get lonely, you go outside and look for a restaurant and give her a box of chicken.
That's right.
You know how to control your lonely. So
right.
You're not going to put that out there. But you have lonely days.
We all have lonely days, but my thing is that don't complain. Have a solution for it is what I'm saying. These chicks are going to be having no
solutions. You have plenty of solutions, don't you? If she don't feel like eating chicken today,
I got somebody who
want to eat chicken.
I have a solution for the solution.
Uh-huh. Well, not everybody moving like you.
Now, let me ask you a question.
You busy complaining about how people was moving. You ain't telling them nothing. You ain't saying, you know what, chick, shut the fuck up. Nobody care about that. Get you a solution to your solution.
But you know what, though? But you know, them chicks right there, I'll be letting them chicks know sometimes, special faces. I'll be like, yo, it's your fault. Because you had time to find you something, but you was running around hype. Because there's niggas at this barbecue, there's niggas at that barbecue. You want to be at the bike fest. You want to be at the pool fest. No.
She want to be with them niggas who don't got no love for hoes is at. Just like this.
You
got hoes out here.
You don't wait.
Keep your options open.
Listen.
That's what
you're
doing.
You keep your options open all you want. Make sure you got a good comforter when it comes to December and January. Because that's the only option you're going to have. Let me tell you something.
It's called a downsized comforter and a teddy bear.
Let me tell you something. You work on your partner like clothing lines. You don't wait till the spring to start buying spring clothes. You know, you don't wait till the summer to start buying summer clothes. You work on your summer set in the wintertime. You work on your winter set in the summertime. You know what I'm saying? You want to meet abroad in August to work on her. So by the time December, January come around, you already got her trained and already know she knows what this is about.
We're moving on to the next call because Tone is on that Brooklyn bullshit. The caller, your phone number is in 8260. You're live on the air.
It's on your Brooklyn bullshit. That's RNS.
I'm not even talking to you no more. 8260, you live on the air with Chalk and Ashton and the Bullshitters.
Let me say something, because apparently they're not there. Let me say this. You want to know why women are fucked up? This is the real reason right here. I'm going to tell you why women are fucked up. And this is why niggas are calling
them hoes. Like you? Oops.
I'm going to let that one slide. Let me finish my statement. Because you want to know why? And Big Tone, you great stamp this one, homie. This going to kill him. This going to seal the deal. This going to close the whole night out. Who are the ones waiting in the tunnels in the NBA games when the game's over? Who are waiting down there at the locker room at the NFL games? Who is getting all dressed up when Jeezy come to town, when Jay come to town, when any star come to town, wherever city you live in? The hoes is out.
When you pull up to the barbecue in your shiny whip, who's the first one to acknowledge you? Ooh, that's a nice car. Yeah,
Big Sean, I got a story for that. Let me kill it with this. The car I drive, right, is an SS. Alright, people know me, know this is my ride. My homie got a BMW. 650i, I don't know if you know what it is. A Beamer 650i, he got it on 22-inch floaters, drop top. It's an 08. I drove it one night, put it on Instagram. We were going to the club, he had his old school out and shit. So I put the thing on there. The same women who never, ever gave me a time, day, month, year.
Oh, yeah, they was your best friend.
Called me, nigga. Called me. Damn, that's right. When do I get my chance? When do I get my turn? I was stunned. Like, get the fuck out of here. These are them. This is why the shit's fucked up. Because these women are the same ones. They at the concerts. They at the comedy shows. They at the basketball game, the hockey game, the baseball game, the NFL game. Wherever there's money at and a man, they there lurking with their best foot outfit on with no draws, ready to go. And this is why the game is fucked up. Even if you are a successful businessman, hey, Big Tone, how many police officers you know got plenty of women? Why? Because women love a motherfucker in a uniform.
Yeah, maybe they be bagging chicks in their uniform.
Yeah, firemen, army vets, all
why.
That shit.
They fuck better.
Drivers,
they fuck better.
Come on.
Hey, Charles, you just heard the phone go quiet, right?
Bus drivers, all that. And now they want to know where their benefit could come from, shit. If you bag you a police officer, you know you're going to be protected. You bag you a bus driver, you're getting on for free. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, that's just really what it is, man. The women, the standards that they're trying to set for us, they're not even having them for themselves. They're not even following them.
Hey, listen, I'm the same way though. What else can you offer me besides some good some twat? You know what I'm saying? Can you buy me a pair of sneakers? Can you buy me the new Jordan when they come out? You know what I'm saying? What else can you offer me that's some good head? Because I can always get good head. There ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying? You can get good head any time of the day. But
oh, my
I'm
God.
Saying, though, I need them new J's. What can you do for a brother? You know what I'm saying? Are you open up your pocketbook to get daddy them J's? Now, let me know how real it is. You know what I'm saying? Show me how it's real. You know what I'm saying? Buy me them Jordans. Let me know it's real.
Hey, Tom. I'm going to tell you, this is how you know what kind of female you fucking with. Have a crisis situation. Not even about the J's. That's simple shit. Motherfuckers go out there and do that because that ain't really no sacrifice, really. The sacrifice is when you are in need and there's a crisis. Would she come through for you?
Oh, yeah, I have those like that. Yeah, you're right. The ones that tell you, if you ever need anything, call me. Those are the real ones.
Mm-hmm. And see, I don't hear about on the line anymore.
No,
the ones that will come out they bad when your car breaks down. I'm coming for you,
yeah.
Daddy. Just stay there.
Whatever. Shit. We have more callers. I'm tired of listening to y'all bullshit. I'm going to bring Bossy in and then we have.
She need help. She need help. Hold
the
down.
Last number is in 4550. You're live on here.
Hello, I'm here. It's Miss Anderlin again.
Okay.
No,
man,
you back.
You know what?
You back.
These cocksuckers got so much bullshit with them tonight. Ooh wee.
Man,
I just killed
the whole shit. We just killed everybody. Everybody's dead. Everybody's dead.
Oh, you just killed the show.
We got Miss Angela.
Oh, you just killed the show. Oh, you just killed the show.
I'm enjoying all the entertainment there. I mean, there's a lot of entertainment out there, and you know, you guys are saying some stuff that is really true. You know, you really just have to pay attention to what the women are saying and not fall for. Pay attention to what they're doing and not fall for everything that they're saying. Believe 10% of what you hear and 90% of what somebody do.
Action speaks louder than words.
Exactly.
Absolutely. You know, you can't just fall
don't
for
tell
everything.
Them,
you can't fall
don't
for
ask
everything.
Me, don't ask me what my favorite dish is. Let me know what you like to cook.
Man,
Bossy,
I don't think I'm more people to do.
That's a conversation. What do you mean? Don't ask what your favorite dish is.
No, actually,
that's
my favorite
just, that's
dish. Show me how you cook. Yeah, I'll let you know what my favorite dish is.
This is what I want people to do.
The question would be then, what is the favorite dish that I prepare? What is the favorite dish that I prepare for you? Not what's your favorite dish.
Yeah, but my favorite dish, you might not know how to make it. That's what I'm saying. So show me what you
Man,
make.
Man, that's why there's Pinterest and Google and recipes.com.
Show me what you cook me your best dish, and I'll let you know how good it is.
Okay.
This is what I want people to do. Big Charles, hold me down, fam.
Okay.
I got to get your Twitter and shit, because
Did he just say Big Tone, hold me down? Bossy, where the fuck you at? Bossy, where is you at? Did he just ask Big Tone to hold him down?
Man,
you
know, that Big Tone on the chilling, man. He said shit.
Hey, listen, Big Tone 76, all right? Big Tone 76, holler on
that Twitter,
boy.
I'm about to ask you right to beat. All right, let me go ahead and check it out. Mailbox, old bullshit, whatever. See, when y'all can't win, this is when y'all knowledge and y'all intellect go out the window.
I wish y'all could hear me. Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Because these niggas ain't took no breath, so I can't get a word in. But You know what made me that
happen?
You were in a fast break offense, man. You gotta catch up.
They always talking shit about they want a girl with a big ass. They want a girl with big titties. Now you motherfuckers
ain't
want more.
That.
Now they want morals.
Yes,
you make your mind up.
Especially
you
the
want
ball the
groovy, you want the groovy like a Barbie doll, but then you're going to say,
you never hear me
money.
Say that.
You fucking right. They want money, but you think this is pussy ain't free. This ain't nothing new. It's been going on since the day of time. It's always
you're right.
Been
it's
fucking.
Not free. That's why I got you in that two-piece chicken box.
Men want money. Men want pussy. That's the end of the story. Y'all act like it's a new thing. Oh, I don't want no cop. Who wants somebody who make what you make? You want to upgrade, not somebody that's going to be arresting motherfuckers and his life is at risk. What's wrong with that?
But that's why y'all get caught up, because y'all be hollering
y'all
at dudes for what they might do
speak
for y'all.
Everyone, and there are some
listen,
women that do it, some women
listen,
that don't,
but listen,
I got
to knock that's why
I
a lot of y'all
won't
get caught up, because y'all see a nigga with a nice car and a good job, and you give him some ass. He might hook you up. That's teenage
right there. Grown women don't do that. You messing around with the wrong little ratchet
that's
women.
Exactly.
Because women don't do that. Now, I'm not gonna stand up and try to get with somebody because of what kind of car they drive. I don't care about what kind of car you drive. You drive a nice car. Your ass got a nice car payment.
Mm-hmm.
And you stressed
nice
out.
Nice insurance bill. The difference between men and boys is the price of their toys. They buy that stuff to attract the women. They want to stunt. They want to show off. They want to show off. You don't want a regular chick driving a Camry either. You want somebody with some nice shit too. Don't act like it's different.
No, we don't. One thing about us, we not tripping on the Camry. Shit, we driving a moped. It don't make me no difference.
You pull up in a Cavalier. You saw it.
All right, I'm gonna pull up my Malibu and see what y'all think about that. How about
I'm gonna get a Malibu.
Out.
And she's straight.
Yeah, I'm going to get a back to see and we out.
Oh, well, shit, I got a Malibu too. I'll pull up next week.
Exactly. Bring your Malibu on through. It runs, right? You bring it on through. As long as it runs, that's all that matters.
But you a look past the Malibu, and she don't look like the girl that's the 10. Come on now, y'all looking.
That's not true at all. Y'all be the first one to say, yeah, but he do got a nice car, though. Yeah, but he do got money, though.
Said
this
yeah,
grown.
But
she
do got a fat ass, though. Yeah, but she do got big titties, though.
Look at them thighs, man.
Let me chime in. Me and I don't really give a damn what kind of car she pull up in, because she can pull up in a bucket. But if she's solid and she's straight, niggas is chilling with that. They not worried about that. Women are more worried about the material shit than the men is.
That is so not true.
That is true. Most women are worried about the material shit.
Because if that was the case, how could Toe come out his face and say, can you buy me some K's? Can you buy me some
Jordans? Yeah, because he's trying to see. You want to know why he said that? He's trying to see what would you do for him. That's another thing.
Exactly.
He's not worried about what she's driving.
Exactly.
He's trying to figure
exactly.
out what he's trying to
do. So don't sit there and say you don't want nobody that's established.
No,
you
don't have to be
established
to buy this thing.
You said
that's what I want. Just show me that you can hold your own every now and again. That's all I'm saying.
I'm just saying,
though, chicks always talking about what they want, why we can't say what we need.
You can say what you want and need if you're willing to give. Well, y'all niggas are so ready to take, and leave a bitch hurt.
Listen,
and then that's why they turn around and act the way they do. Tom, get your ass on.
that is so far from the truth. Men are not tripping on what women have material-wise. Because, honestly, to be real, all she got to really do is have a good head game and a sex. Nigga ain't really too much tripping on that bullshit. As long as she can do basic shit. Now, she got some money, that's a plus. But if she got a plus, I'm going to change more women and big time. More women are worried about the shoes on your damn feet. Honestly, man, women are checking you out from the
moment. I look at your shoes, your feet,
your
head and your feet.
But that's the difference between y'all and us, though. That's just for y'all and us. The reason why niggas out here breaking their backs, trying to make sure they hair good, they weak, that they cream was clean, that they clean, and no big fashion together, for sure care about this shit. If y'all didn't care about this shit, niggas would walk around with white tees and jeans all day.
And the do-rag. I don't like do-rags either.
You know what I mean? We would walk around like that every day, but the fact that women have set the bar so goddamn high, niggas out here killing their damn self.
So what are we supposed to do? Allow you to set the bar high and just leave it like that?
No, what I'm saying is, your argument was, your statement was, men care about women with their material, and we really don't. You feel what I'm saying?
Yes, y'all do.
We don't want
that's
no
bumps.
No, we really don't.
That's why these women are getting.
I ain't never seen a nigga.
That's why these women are getting.
I ain't never seen a nigga not hit no bras because she have a nice car,
women,
a nice crib.
But they'll deal with other women to please you.
Nah, that's not true.
Yes.
I ain't never seen a nigga not hit. I've never seen a nigga not hit a bra or deal with her because she have a nice car, a nice crib. Never. I ain't never even seen a nigga not hit a bra because she has stretch marks.
Go outside. Go outside. Go outside.
Niggas ain't tripping on that shit.
Nah, stretch marks is cool with me.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Niggas are not tripping on that. Women are more concerned about the how he dressed, how he look, what kind of car he drive, what kind of job he got. Is he trapping? Is he working? What kind of credit score the nigga got? What can he do? What is crib looking like? What can he do for me? Out the gates, women are trying to figure out, what can he do for me? Niggas are trying to figure out, shit, I wonder how that pussy works. Niggas ain't tripping on all that. That shit come later.
Okay,
that
so y'all looking
at
something
trying to see how solid you is. He trying to figure out what your character like. Nigga ain't worried about if she got a nice car or a crib. If she got that, she got extras.
What's the initial attraction? What's the initial attraction, though?
I'm already talking.
So what's the initial attraction? What's the initial attraction? That's my question.
Initial attraction is, for me, I'm only going to speak for me.
Mm-hmm.
Her appearance. And it don't take a lot of money to look good if you know how to dress yourself.
Her appearance.
Because... Yeah, because you gotta look like somebody. I gotta be attracted to you. I don't want no more. You're not gonna lay down with somebody you're not even attracted to. Then whatever. Then once you see the physical, okay, yeah, she's nice. It's what I like. But if what she say out of her mouth ain't right, then I can't deal with you. If your conversation is whack or you got a bad attitude or you negative or you a depressed ass female, some shit, I don't give a damn really how good. I can't even fuck with you because you a turnoff.
I don't want to hear nobody with a whole bunch of problems myself, so I can dig that.
You feel what I'm saying? Me, personally, I don't really like a lot of women that smoke cigarettes and or alcoholics and all that bullshit. Nah, you got to know what you like.
Gotta
you feel what I'm saying? But
you
got to be physically attracted to a person, period. I mean, that's just common sense. You got to like what you see.
Well,
you
got a winning personality.
Yeah, you gotta be. Yeah, you gotta win the personality. If you ugly as fuck, I'm sorry. I can't do nothing about it. I can't do nothing with you. I don't want to roll over and punch you every goddamn morning. She's scaring the shit out of me.
Right. So now this ugly woman can't get a man because men are so
she
focused
can
on
get,
her
no,
appearance.
No,
hurt.
She can get a man.
She's
just not gonna get me.
She's a great woman for you.
She can get a man. Hold on, she can get a man. She's just not going to get me. I'm sorry. She's going to get some because there's somebody out there for everybody. There's somebody out there for Big Tone, for everybody on the call. But it's just not, might be the person that's coming to you.
So what you're saying is if you're a nickel, don't try to get a dime. That goes for both men.
No, what I'm saying is if you're a nickel trying to get a dime, find the dime that wants you.
That's why they in the tunnel looking for the dime. They're trying to get the dime.
Nah, you could be a nickel trying to get a nickel. You just get some nickels out there with pennies. But they like that penny. Something about that penny was shiny to the motherfucker.
Well, I like that quiet money.
You just trying to get somebody who's going to be compatible with you. That's really what it comes down to. Forget about the dime or nickel sometimes.
I got a question for Ty. And this is coming from the LSRM hashtag. Why do black men put black women down?
Oh, yeah. let me take that, Tom. Let me take that. I'm trying to first of all, we it's not that we put y'all down. But y'all have changed over the years. Yeah. You changed over the years. My mother's a strong woman. Okay, but the women from her generation to now have changed. Y'all let not all women, let me repeat that again, not all women, but a lot of women are a lot less classier than in years past. Okay? A lot of these women are a lot more, the ratchetness has been accepted in today's society. and stripping has become the new career versus being a doctor, lawyer, or successful business
stripping
woman.
Always stripping been one of the main career. One always been one of the top careers. Just that now it's more openly accepted now, because now you got more chicks in the strip club than you do niggas. Back in the days, when chicks found out that a girl was tripping,
they go to for a free drink.
Oh, now they give up. They give her that now. When they find you now, a chick find out girl, homegirl stripping, old girl stripping, they be like, man, I'm going to your club to support. 15 years ago, they wasn't doing that. 15 years ago, they was bashing us. Oh, why you want to go see them dirty hoes for now? Y'all in the same, y'all in the club with the same dirty hoes that y'all were bashing 15 years ago.
Years ago. And that's what I mean. Women have, our women have changed over the years. The attitude is Let me finish. You asked a question, though. You asked a question. Let me finish. Let me answer that, because you asked a question. The attitudes have changed over the years. The moral code has changed over the years. The way y'all raise our children has changed over the years. Not all women, because all sisters aren't like this, is what I'm speaking about. But the ones that are, this is why we have been more verbal about how you guys are acting. Case in point, I'm going through a custody battle right now. And my lawyer told me this. 15 years ago, there was not a chance in hell of a man getting custody of his kids. But now today, more men are getting custody of their kids because the judges are finally seeing and understanding that a lot of these women out here are fucked up. They weren't like that years
because
ago, so
they
it's just
with men like you and
No, listen, I'm being real. I ain't going on the bullshit.
Can you hear me now?
Hello? Oh, shit. We lost Todd.
I feel what he's saying, but he has to realize men have changed, too. It's all about independent women now.
It's like women
they don't want to take care of home no
more. The quality of men that we fuck with. And the quality of man that's out there.
Everybody's cutting back.
It's a recession. It's a recession of world values.
Women be talking that independent shit, but meanwhile, y'all still be expecting the man to open the door for y'all, pull out the chairs for y'all.
We don't expect you to open the door.
You independent, you can hold your own door. You can open your own door and make that power.
That's women's liberation. That's not independence.
And
black women didn't do that. That was done white women.
Yeah, I don't expect a man to do shit for me. I do it on my own.
But you independent.
Even my own
nut.
Those are basic gentlemen skills.
The whole point of being independent is you shouldn't have to worry about me opening up the door. If you think you can do
anything,
you independent. You can hold your own door.
No, independent means that we make our own money. It don't mean that you don't have to be a gentleman.
Y'all took that independent
They took it out of context. She's being independent. She's making sure that if something happens to you, she can still eat. You should appreciate that. But no, a nigga want to be nasty and not want to be compassionate and hold a fucking door anymore. Because a woman is so independent, it makes you as a man feel inferior. That's why.
My phone dropped a call. Thanks for Sprint, but
because you was about to say some bullshit.
I'm being real. This is what my lawyer told me. And that's what I'm saying. Women have changed over the years. Basically, all I'm trying to say in a nutshell, I do love my women who are a lot more successful than years past. They're going out. They're being CEOs and presidents, and they're doing good. Those sisters are like that. They're not scolding the man because he got less than her, or because she out there being successful. That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to go out there and get your own. You're supposed to go out there and have your own. My sister is a housewife. I told her today, I just want you to always be secure financially just in case anything happens. Because anything can happen. You know what I mean? So just be prepared. So those women out there who go out there and get their own, who are really independent, Independent means you take care of everything. Your fucking car maintenance to your bills, everything is on you. You don't got
so
no help
coming
from
over. What you need a man for?
Yeah, I mean, hold on.
If he can't take you to get your oil changed. I mean,
I'm just saying she's single. I'm saying she. I'm talking about what she just said on the line. She said she don't need a man for shit. I'm saying she's a target. That's cool because she might be by herself at
don't
one point.
Don't need. Don't mean you don't wouldn't like it to be a
right.
nice gesture.
Yeah, but you're missing what I'm saying. What I'm saying is she's on her own right now, so she has to take care of that. She may not have a man at the time in her life right now where he could step in and do that for her.
Oh, I got
she
got
might
that
need
point,
to,
but I'm saying. If she were, I can get that. When you're independent, that means, okay, you don't have someone. You have to hold yourself down. But if you have a man, this is what we're talking about, people that have a man. What's the point of you having a man if you got to be the man?
I agree with you. If you have a man in your life and he's not upgrading something about you, whether it be your mental, your financial, something physical, like something, if he can't help you in no kind of way, you don't need him. But just mm-hmm. like men, if a woman can't help you in some kind of way, you don't need her.
That's true.
You know, you have to figure out in a relationship, you have to figure out what your need is, what needs to be met. Then that person that comes to your life, they're supposed to satisfy and meet those needs. That's
mm-hmm.
it. I mean, if a person can't meet those needs, they need to keep it moving because they're not going to satisfy you.
Well, let me tell you something. Men are messed up these days because they want to get out here and live up, lay up with some girl who got Section 8. Not pay no bills, eat off of her, smoke, try to sex her friend. It's a whole lot of BS men, just like it's a whole bunch of BS women.
Yeah,
y'all
but see,
can't
that's
just say
but
she
all
burning
men
up
like
that ABC card,
are,
though.
Men are mad now because the hoes want to be housewives. It's not okay like it was 30 years ago to be a secret lover for the next 40
nah,
years.
Nah, but you got
to say
and EBT and sandwiches on you today.
Shut up, Todd. I ain't
but
even
no,
through my tender days to cut me with bullshit.
All men are like that. All men are like that. But for the ones, the freeloaders that you're speaking of, yeah, they are shit. They shit murders. Fuck them. But the women who are dealing with them, that's their fault.
That's true.
Because
so my thing is
sometimes. Go ahead, B. Go ahead, bro.
So my thing, what I wanted to say real quick was why can't I come to your crib and lay up for a little while? You know what I'm saying? Why is it always got to be chick come to my crib or chick go, we got to get a hotel? Sometimes, yeah, you got a Section 8 crib, but at least you got a crib, though. You know what I'm saying?
So they
want to
move.
That's
they
want to
move
thing.
In on them though. Them girls.
Hey, listen. We only
on.
Move in if you let us move in. If a chick tell you, "Yo, why don't you leave some clothes here so we come by?" You know what I'm saying? You
some
let
guys,
me move.
I have guy friends, Tone. I'm not just making up stuff. Some guys they target females. You know they can lay up on, but especially in the wintertime, cussing season. Get somewhere
yeah,
to stay
you need,
in
you need
and
somewhere
and
to chill.
No
it's too cold outside.
You need somewhere to save your breath. That's what you're doing. Then as soon as spring hits,
hey,
you know,
hey,
you
listen.
Out.
They gone. Hey, listen. It's cold. We need somewhere to chill. Right, it's going to be your place. Right, I'm
get
with
it.
As long as you got cable. Listen, as long as you got cable. As long as you got cable, I can watch the game. We good.
What if she just got DVDs and she ain't got no cable? You going to upgrade
nah,
it?
Nah, we can't we can't be good then.
See?
Yes.
You gotta
yes.
But y'all, men are moochers too. It goes both ways.
Listen, I got to watch the game.
Are.
You ain't got
you
no cable.
What?
I'm dying right now, Chuck.
I know.
I'm
gonna let Jazz go ahead and just deal with Tone. I'm just gonna like just let Jazz deal with Tone because Tone's too damn funny.
So first of all, let's just say, as a black woman who considers herself to be independent, I'm also a conservative. So first of all, I despise women with Section 8. I'm sorry. I probably just pissed a lot of people off right now.
You ain't bothering me.
I despise women with Section 8 because I feel like, I don't know, I get mad. Every time I see a chick with Section 8, I just want to, like, push her down a flight of stairs. Because I feel like it's very unfair that I bust my ass every damn day to make it in corporate America to give my fucking tax dollars to her ass so she can sit at the house and fuck the...
No.
I'm supplying the fact that her kids got on Jordans while I'm busting my fucking ass every day and I'm sending my kids to school with Converse. No.
When you're on Section 8, you have to pay rent.
Yeah, but your rent goes according to what? I knew a girl who, she lived in a, like, first of all, where I live now in California, right?
Oh,
about 10 miles away from me, there is a
apartment complex, which is very similar to that of which my townhouse is. The same layout, garages, you know, washer and dryer, living room, etc. And it's fucking subsidized housing. Like, why is it that it's okay for their max rent to be $600 and I pay $1,800 for my apartment? I'm pissed the fuck off. Like, that's, no, sorry. That bothers me.
And also, you forgot about one important thing. They in the grocery store with two buggies. You got your one buggy.
Yeah,
right, and then they
whip
out their little credit card, food stamp card.
Well,
and I'm like, bitch, I just paid for your Kool-Aid.
Right,
like,
there.
Why?
That's a government issue with allowing that kind of program. You know what I mean?
And guess
are
who's paying for it? Guess who's paying for it? Me and you.
I mean, but technically, what basically... There are fucked up men and women out here. They're free low ass sisters. There's free low ass dudes. It's your responsibility.
Now, my thing is they can have them. I'm sorry, Ty, but they can have them.
No,
I don't want a free low ass man. So these bum bitches can have them bum niggas. I don't want them. I'm in a whole other class anyway.
It's your job to know that. It's your job to already know that about yourself. See, you got people who are still out, women out here still trying to change men. You got men out here still trying to change women. But it's your job to know that about yourself. So you won't ever end up in that kind
anybody.
Of situation.
You can't change
not
anybody.
Unless, right, unless they want to change
they may
themselves.
They may pretend for a little bit, right, because they may really care about you, or perhaps they're really trying to get over, right, so that's a part of their game. So they may act as though, but you can never change a person. Not to say that people can never change, but a man can never change a woman can never change a man. They have to consciously make that decision on their own to want to be better. But here's the kicker, and this goes for relationships, friendships, associates, what have you. You are just like the people you hang around. So you aspire to be like the same people you keep your circle with. If you are in a circle or if you congregate with people who don't have anything, 9 times out of 10, secretly you don't either. You may be the elite of the people who ain't got shit, but you still ain't got shit. The moment you start aspiring to hang around people who are doing a little better, it makes you want to achieve a little more. So for women that hang around with dudes that hustle on the street and they're okay with the fact that they have a spot with Section 8, then they're never going to be shit. Those bitches, they're not going to be shit. Why should they? Because the people that they hang around aren't shit, which is very unfortunate, but 8 times out of 10, their kids going to grow up to not be shit because it's a cycle. That's just the way it goes, right? But if a woman gets with a man or if a man gets with a woman who has goals about herself or goals about himself and he is not okay with the mediocrity, then 9 times out of 10, that person is going to wake up and get their shit together too because they want to bring something to the table. And I think that's kind of what you were saying. Like, a person has to offer something. Doesn't necessarily mean it has to be monetary, right? Because 97% of African-American women tend to make more money in the same exact occupation as an African-American male. It just goes that way because that's the way the system was designed so that women can be more dominant over men so that men feel like they have nothing to offer. We could go all day about why it's that way, but it's been predated that way since back in the slavery days, right? This was all set up for it to be this way so that women make comments like the young lady made. Why do I need a man? I don't need his ass for shit. What do I need him for? That's what they wanted, right? They wanted for men to become obsolete. So then, therefore, our race in general will become obsolete, right? Because women feel like they don't need men. So
exactly.
With that all being said, the pickings are extremely slim. So you have to, like, fuck, like, who cares about the lower level things? Like, let them be together. Let them congregate together and make their own population and you know, hang out in their own habitat. But for people who truly do aspire to be, like be better, then this, I mean, it really doesn't matter.
I agree with you. And people just need to know what, it just comes down to simple shit. People need to know what they want. What their criteria is, not what somebody else's criteria of relationship is, but what their criteria of relationship is. They got to know what they want, what they don't want, what they would tolerate, what they won't tolerate. They got to know the dudes. They got to know that about themselves and what they want out of the person that they want to be in a relationship with or marriage with. If you don't know that shit, then you're going to be fucked up because you're going to marry someone or be with somebody that I really don't like that. Well, you should do that off top. Do you want a person to smoke, don't smoke? Do you want a person that's a clubber, not a clubber? Do you want a homebody type person? Do you want somebody that likes to travel? Do you want somebody who's a freaky? Do you want a basic-ass person in bed? I mean, it's all these things. Do you want a person to know how to cook or don't know how to cook? This is shit you got need to know before you get involved deeply with somebody.
No, but you know what happens, too, sometimes? Sometimes people be having all these things like you were saying, but a lot of times, a lot of these feelings get so lonely that they break that and just be like, fuck it, I'm going to settle for this dude just because they lonely. You know
then they can't complain.
Don't say women, Tom. Don't try to be a female basher because dudes do
it
too.
I'm not being a female basher. I'm just saying that's how a lot of women be doing, though.
Okay, but that's how a lot of men do, and they settle for mediocrity also. So it's not a, let's not look at this mirror one-sided.
He up to her crib. Oh, that's my homie, though. But yeah, you're giving him more time.
It sounds like you're a little bit bitter, Tone.
Not being bitter. I'm just saying. You got women that sit there all day long talking about niggas ain't shit, niggas ain't this, niggas ain't that. But meanwhile, you must have
who
the
made
same
the song,
you,
though, Tone? Tone, she just told you don't be one-sided. Did you hear the song that Snoop Dogg made about 15, 20 years ago? Bitches ain't shit. So both sides say it. Didn't she just tell you don't say it no more? I mean, just
this is my thing. I got a question. This is my thing. I hear women say, I see it on Facebook, Twitter, conversations. Women say all the time, men ain't shit. Can't find nobody. There's nobody out there for me. But when somebody approaches you, and he approaches you in a respectful manner, he's coming at you right. He's not saying, hey, girl, what's up? No, he's coming at you in a respectful manner. He's approaching you. Wanting to talk to you, y'all turn them away.
It's because of a female's mentality.
They get turned away.
And I think that that's a very generalized statement, but I get your point. A lot of the times women do bash men and they say that there's no good men, just like a lot of men say the same thing, there's no good women. But I think it comes down to a mental state, right? So it kind of goes back to my previous statement with you attract who you are. So when women are like, not confident in themselves, or if they're lacking something emotionally, whatever the case may be, they tend to set their standards a little lower. Same thing like men, right? If they feel like she's out of my league, I can never get that. They set their standards lower, so that pool of the opposite sex in which they feel like is attainable probably is full of people who ain't shit, because that's just what it is. But you attract what you are at that point. So probably subconsciously it's because you ain't shit either. And that's why you attracted Joe from around the corner, because your ass ain't shit. And that's just what it all boils down to. But nobody wants to do the self-reflection and realize that they not shit. They want to always project it on the other person. But if you really
oh
my God. To reflect on it, you will probably realize that you got some real fucked up ass ways too. And that's why you and Joe are together.
That was classic. But I agree with you. But I just say people just need to stop. That goes back to what? But I never said I disagreed anyway. I was just making my points. But it goes back to what I said earlier. People just got to stop lying. Stop lying to yourself and stop lying to other folks. Just be honest and be real about what you want. You know what I mean? If you want a man with a PhD, then damn it, don't accept a man without one.
I think that, like I said earlier, I definitely think you're right. It's far more important to be honest as opposed to not. But I think where people in general, because I can't stereotype it and say women do it, but it's more publicized as women doing it, where they feel like, I'm doing X, Y, Z, A, B, C for myself. I can't be with a man that 1, 2, 3, they can't do that. I think that that's where women need to pump their brakes. Right, because a man's worth is not determined by his wealth or by his current situation. I don't think that there's anything wrong with a woman who makes more money than a man for a man that has dreams and is aspiring. Now, if you get with the dude and all he has the desire to do is work at McDonald's, then probably you should let that nigga go. right? But if he has the desire to do better, like say he wants to be an entrepreneur and own his own business, maybe he's not there yet. He could really be struggling, but he has that dream. There is nothing wrong with a woman nurturing her man and encouraging him to allow him to understand it's going to be okay. If I have it, you have it. We're not going to worry about it. It doesn't make him less of a man because he can't pay the light bill. Because that's just what it is. It doesn't mean that he's incapable of loving you because he can't pay rent this month. And I think that's where we get it confused, because when we get to that certain economic level, we feel like we can't mess with anybody that's not in our same tax bracket. Well, guess what? The pickings are slim the higher you go up this totem pole. Like, and I know from personal experience, and I'd be like, where the fuck are all the dudes that got it like this? And I had to think about it. Like,
women.
You know what? Unfortunately, most of the men that are in my tax bracket are A, married to white women,
yep.
which is real fucked up, but they're married to white women. They're gay, which is some
gay.
Bullshit, because sometimes they handsome. So, you know, or they just, like, are so into the money that they're not even looking for a relationship. So it's like, it's kind of one of those things where you have to look outside your economic element sometimes. And, you know, maybe if you get somebody that doesn't make quite as much money, but they have the dream to do ABC, then perhaps, you know, one day they can blossom and turn into whatever. I don't think a person's economic wealth should determine their status. Sorry, that was my two cents.
Well,
that was a ramble, but that's my
point. I definitely believe that women need to, like you said, stop trying to value their own wealth based on what somebody else has, because it's not yours.
Exactly.
It's his. You have to have your own, whatever your wealth is. But at the same time, your value might be worse. You know, that's why I say communication. If you're in a, when you're in a relationship, you got to know what your role is. You might have to stay home because it might fit your particular household situation. You feel what I'm saying? But in the meantime, while you are at home, still be working on a degree. Still be working on those little odds and ends. Just make sure you can increase your value. Because if you're not working, you're not filling out no W-2s, you're not building up nothing for retirement, Social Security. So you still have to build, you have to have something somewhere. At the same time, your role might be something else. You might have to work. You might be the breadwinner. Whatever your role is for the household. You know what I mean? But people need to... women have to stop being so hard on brothers saying working out. You got to perceive that receipt, but it goes back, and men have to do the same thing. It goes back to knowing what you want in your relationship. That goes all back to the same thing we've been saying.
You have to know. You know, I'm trying to make my kids dad a house husband right now. He's not feeling me at all.
He what? You what?
I'm trying to make mine into a house husband right now. He's, like, not even feeling me on that, but...
Because that's probably not what y'all originally discussed. Yeah, it's probably not what y'all originally discussed.
Guess what? He's a hustler. Always has been. Never clocked a 9-to-5. I'm going to need you to chill out. Stay at the house. I got this. I'm going to go to work the same way I've been going to work. We're going to be good. So don't worry about it.
It depends on how to treat him while he's at home,
though. Make the bed. Make sure the kids get picked up from school.
You're asking him to do something, not to cut you off, but you're asking him to do something that he's never done a day in his life. Like you just said, he's a hustler. He's been a full-time hustler. He's been used to bringing home money that he's making in 2 weeks, he's bringing home in a day. You got to understand, he's not going to do that. You can't ask him to do that.
Well, guess what? Here's his options. He could either do what the hell I say. And not saying that
he could either do what the hell I say,
or he's going to wind up in the penitentiary forever.
Wow.
So which would you prefer? Would you rather stay at the house, have a decent place to live, like knowing that we're still good, or would you rather us come and visit you twice a month? Like, I'm going
to
need you to choose.
Honestly, and you know the answer to that, though. A hustler on the street ain't getting no job, and they're not sitting at home, because that's what they do. They understand and they're programmed psychologically to know that today might be my last day. They're programmed to already know this.
Well, I'm going to tell you, like,
you're not saying nothing like other ways for him to make money. You're saying sit at home. That's non-existent for him. You don't have to be a hustler.
But did you make those French fries?
If he had, so if there's something that he aspired to do, we could totally go out and get a business license, and you can do that. I'm all, like I said earlier, I'm all about supporting your dreams, right? Whatever it is you want to do with yourself, I think that that's a person who has dreams or who has desires, to me, is more valuable than a person who's complacent with whatever their current situation is, regardless of what their status is, right? But you gotta have, you do, I can't do every damn thing. You have to come, there are some things people have to just kind of figure out for themselves, which is, you know, honestly, the reason why we aren't together, because I feel like your options are kind of limited. Like, you need to come up with this plan on your own. So it's like, I don't know, it's kind of like one of those things where, okay, so what you want to do? You got to figure that out. I can't tell you. I cannot fill in the blanks. And that doesn't mean that I'm a messed up person, and it doesn't mean that I think that I'm better than anybody else, because I tend to hear that a lot. But it doesn't mean that I think that I'm better than anybody else. It just means that I'm being honest, because I know what the deal is. And at the end of the day, I think part of being an independent woman is not necessarily saying you don't need a man for shit, but understanding that I don't have to put up with your shit. And there's a big difference. But independent, I mean, means whether you come to the table today or tomorrow, I'm going to be good. Doesn't mean I don't want you sitting at the table with me, but it means that just know that whatever your decision is, I'm going to be okay. So don't base your decisions off of me. Make your own decisions for you, because I'm damn sure going to make sure that I'm taken care of. It doesn't make me less of a woman because I do that, and it doesn't make him less of a man. It just means that, okay, I depend on you for emotional stuff, but everything else, we're good. So you need to do you, I'm going to do me, and then we, when we bring it to the table together, it's going to be that much greater. But you have to bring something to the table. Don't sit at the table empty-handed. You need to have an idea, a sketch, a something.
So sketch. But you can't – it's hard to ask somebody. When y'all initially got together – you didn't tell him eventually he's going to have to stop hustling. It was okay. It was okay here. It's got to be okay all the way through.
You have different goals at that point.
Well, we were young. We were kids. I'm going to need you to grow up.
Yep.
I grew up. I'm going to need you to grow up. Like,
but you got
to
give him something else.
There's some things you don't have to tell a person.
Give,
I don't have to tell you to get in the shower and wash your ass.
Nah,
why do
you
I have to
give
tell you to, like,
you
take care of
this? Telling, but you can't tell a man. You got to give him another option. Just stop what he's doing. Cold turkey, just stop. And just sit at home.
And guess what?
Hell,
when you
no,
go to prison,
he's
going to
be doing
awakening.
Shit out your crib. He's going to be doing shit out your crib because he's going to do something to occupy his time. Because you told
well,
him to do
yes,
this.
Well, like I said,
and
I've been
honestly,
there, done that when I was younger, and I know better. So that's why we don't have the same residence. You keep, when you're ready
you know
to
better,
get your
you
shit
better.
Together, you come visit. And we'll talk about it. But until then.
But what you, but you're, what you're asking to do is almost like prison. You're telling them to stop doing that and just sit at home. So that's really like in prison because I can't do anything. I don't have nothing else to do. I ain't working a job. What do you want me
like
to do
I
all
said,
that?
Like I said, if he came with a plan, we would definitely put that plan into action. If he said, Jazz, I want to do 1, 2, 3, guess what? I'm going to even front you the money to do this because I so want for this to work. Like, here, you know what? You want to open up this? Here, let's figure out how we're going to – let's get this loan to do this. I'm all in. But I'm not going to suggest anything to you because it needs to be your own idea. Because if I suggest it to you, you probably take it because, oh, yeah, I could probably do that. But then at the end of the day, it's going to fail because it's not something that you're passionate about. It needs to be something that you have that fire about the same way you did when you was hustling or the same way you do now that you are hustling. And unless that's going to happen, you're never going to be successful at it. That's why the best businessmen are those who – took on their career as whatever their hobby was, right? Because you tend to work harder for that thing because you enjoy doing it. That's why I think that's the only reason why I've been successful thus far, because what I would do for free if I didn't have to pay bills. And that's what makes me able to stay in this industry and work so hard, because I would totally do it. Like, I enjoy it. So unless you have that same passion about something, it's never going to work. And no one can give me that spark. I gave it to myself. I was like, you know what? I think I'm going to be in education because this is what I enjoy doing. You know what? I think I'm going to sell sex toys on the side because that's what I enjoy doing. Nobody gave me a dildo and was like, you should probably do this. It would have never worked because I'd have been like, what the fuck? No,
I'm not going to do it. But guess what? I could talk to you all day about anal beads, oral sex, whatever you want to hear, because it's exciting for me.
What about Benoit balls?
Ben, you probably abused a couple of those, Tone. I do.
Tone's going to crack out again.
I'm
quiet
not using them, but I'm just saying I know people who want to use those.
Oh, hell.
Well, I juggle balls, so I could certainly give you a one-on-one about that. If you so desire, we could totally talk about
you
how that process works.
For you. I think Tone has some clients. He said some people might want to know.
Well, I can totally do a tutorial on how to properly juggle balls.
Big Joe.
Listen. That is crazy.
Big Tom, you there?
He had like a casserole since you home all day.
How do you spell your name, Tom? How do you spell your name on Twitter?
T-O-N-E.
T-O-N-E, 76, right?
Yeah, Big Tom 76.
How do you spell Tom?
T-O-N-E.
Ooh, I'm gonna
Everybody got the y'all way of spelling shit.
What else? I mean, I'm trying to figure out how T-O-A-N.
No, that's Tan.
No, let me see. Some people spell it T-O, I know other people spell it that way. But I appreciate it. I had a good time, but I gotta go. Y'all have a good
one. Make the casserole while you at it.
You said what?
Don't forget to make a casserole, because you act like she has said, if you stay at home, you gotta do what I say. Make a casserole or something.
I'm not trying to punk him, but I'm just saying we gotta be a family union, right? Like
he didn't like that.
If you got those, you could totally come to my house. We'll be all good, but I'm going to need you to come with something, a roadmap, a sketch, a business plan. Listen, I dated a guy who, he was talking to me about, I want to do this, and asking me, like, for funding. I made his ass send me a business plan. Just because we fucking doesn't mean at the end of the day it just is what it is. You got to send me a plan on how this is going to happen. And I made his ass email me a business plan. He was highly upset. I don't care. The dick was good, but you still gonna have to email it to me in the morning, or it ain't gonna happen.
You told this man to email
dollars?
You a business plan.
What do you want me to invest in?
Oh hell no! All right, y'all, I'm gone.
For real,
got him.
That's just the way it is.
He's not emailing, and he's not making no business plan. He ain't making no casserole. Yeah,
I mean, you know, the dick could be
stupendous,
but if you want in my wallet, then you have to show me how I'm going to get my money back. What's my return like?
All right, so y'all have a good one. Y'all stay blessed, stay safe out there. I'm gone. Until next time, man. I'm out of y'all. Peace.
You see how quick that motherfucker made an exit? That's
he got out
here.
He was on a soapbox. He was on a soapbox.
I'm sorry,
so
Josh, I didn't mean to scare away your guests. I was just stating facts. It's true.
I enjoyed that conversation. When she started talking, he said, yeah, he can't stay home all day. I think you heard his feelings. You can't make that man just stop like that.
I'm just saying, when I go, I feel like everybody has to have a job. Like I said, it doesn't mean that you have to make a certain amount of money, but to be in a family structure or to be in a relationship, everybody has a job. So,
but just so that you're productive, though, that's the only thing. Just show you productive and doing something.
Right, and that's my point. Like, everybody needs to have a job. I have two sons, okay? Everybody in this house has a job. My oldest is 10, my youngest is 4. We all have jobs. Their job is to go to school, get an education. My job is to make the money so that we can afford to live in this house and to do things. Like, everybody has a job. My son knows, okay, he's 4. He knows he has a job. His job is to get up, make his bed. He does all the lights in the house. That's his thing. He makes sure all the lights are on when they're supposed to be on, all the lights are off when they're supposed to be off. My oldest takes out the trash. He oversees his little brother because he makes sure that he doesn't get into mischief and do stuff that he's not supposed to do. And his job is making sure that the doors are locked. So he makes sure all the doors are locked. Right, all the TVs are off when they're supposed to be off, and everybody's taking care of it. Everybody has a goddamn job. You can't come here into this family structure unless you have a job, period. You can't be here all damn day if everybody else is gone. You got to do something. If I'm gone for 8, 9, 12 hours a day, you got to be gone for 8, 9, 12 hours a day, too. We all leave at the same time. We all come home at the same time. So you need to be gone doing something. Now, whether it's
trying to do better, that's okay. Whether you already have a job and it's not the job you want, that's fine. I appreciate the fact that you're working. We'll help you look for a better job when you get home. But you can't just be here doing nothing unless you have a job. You need to be cooking, cleaning, something, like picking the kids. Everybody has to have a job. If I can't give you a job title, chances are we probably not going to be together. You need to be the something around here. The something. Like, there needs to be a title. Breadwinner, that's fine. You want to be the housekeeper, that's cool. You're going to be the cook, that's fine. The trash man, okay. Somebody, you have to have a title. You have to have a job. That's
well,
all.
What if he wants to be the dominant one?
He can be the, he can fuck the dog shit out of me. As a matter of fact, I would appreciate it that way, but you still got to get your ass up and do something. Fucking me is, I could go fuck somebody and have no strings attached and come home and pretend like nothing ever happened. My kids never have to see you, ever. They don't need to know that you exist. But if you're going to be here, you need to do something other than fuck me good, because chances are 9 times out of 10, I could get that from the next door neighbor. And or I could fuck myself and still get the same reaction. You want to be my man? You need to bring something to the table.
Speaking
other
of fucking
than that.
Speaking of which, we got off the path, but do you have that dildo that you hit against any surface and you can back up on it or put it on your bathtub and bend over?
I do have those, and I actually have some waterproof toys that I got shipped to me last week as a sample. The way I typically tend to do my business is if somebody wants it, if they ask me to order it, I will order two, because I order one for the customer and then one for myself, just so that way I can give reviews. I feel like it's very important.
For quality purposes? Okay, quality purposes.
Yeah. I think, because how can you can't tell a customer about something if you've never experienced it, so I think it's important, you know, that I have a wide range of things that I have tried, just so that way I can give my personal opinion on what works best. I don't know. I just, you know. Yeah. But, yeah, I do have some things. I even have some stuff that plugs into the wall. I'll be scared to leave that out around my kids, because I never know when they're going to bust in the room. So I just, you know,
yeah.
I try to bring that out on special occasions. That packs a lot of punch. But, yeah.
Plug in the wall. Ooh-wee.
Yeah. Some stuff.
I'm going to short the house out.
And you know what? I think that dildos have probably, you know, obviously prevented a lot of, you know, sexually transmitted diseases. And in addition, men should thank, or good men rather, should thank toy companies for making these for women. And they should appreciate women that use them, because then they know at least that if they give the pussy to you, it's because, A, you really deserved it, and B, you know, chances are they're not giving it to everyone else, because trust me, when you use a certain product, there is no way that you have to have a man for sexual stimulation. I know that Chop has a thing about balls. She likes to feel the balls slap, and she likes that. But for the majority of women, as long as they nut and that's a good one, they don't have to have a man. So if she gives you the pussy, know you, A, really deserved it, and B, you're probably one of the only people getting it. That should make you feel a little safer about your decision to be with her. Just saying.
Not even.
So I guess that's the sex education part of our show tonight, right?
But again, you know, if they are like Chuck, she does like to feel the balls slap. So, you know, she likes
to. You got to play with the balls. But
we had that conversation the other night. And Chuck, to our show.
We had that conversation the other night. Whether is it a must that you have to lick the balls when you give a head? And the majority said, yeah.
Some men don't want their balls touched. They're real sensitive.
Nah.
You like the balls?
I like my balls licked slow.
Oh my
okay.
God. And they have a toy for that. Okay.
Wait, hold on. Did he just say he likes his balls licked slow?
Yes, mm-hmm. He said slow. He emphasized like he could feel it right now.
Yeah, like, just slow. Yeah. Just letting y'all know. Nice and slow.
Nice and slow what, Tom?
I'm just saying. Lick them like you lick your ice cream. They ain't going to lick your ice cream fast.
Ask you a question, Tom. When's the last time that you have performed oral sex on a partner? And was in fact, or no, let me rephrase this question. I have to be very careful with the way I answer this question. When is the last time you and a partner, listen to this question, when is the last time you and a partner has engaged in a sexual activity? And in that sexual activity, whom was the giver or receiver? You do not have to say any names. You just need to say that person was, or I was, or we both were. Your turn. Go.
That sounds like a two-part question, but I always make sure that my partner is satisfied. So they decide to give it back to me. That's on them. But I said the other day.
What other day?
Like about maybe like 4 or 5 days ago.
Who?
Like 4 or 5 days ago.
Hmm.
And who was the giver and who was the receiver? Or was it both?
It was both of us.
That means she was giving you some dick. That would sound like.
Huh?
That don't sound right. A woman can't be no giver. Sound like she done pulled a strap on you. She was the giver.
She gave me head.
Clearly, this is a new listener. This is clearly a new listener we have on the radio.
She's not a new listener. Okay. No, she's only from my BBM world.
Okay, so she just obliviously turns the blind eye. You're a very nice woman. She just turns the other cheek.
No, what I'm doing is I'm just laughing because Tom is funny, and I just be wanting
to say you're being the devil's advocate. I could dig it.
I am.
I could dig it. So my question to you, Tom. Do you prefer to be a giver or a receiver? This is very important because most men answer this question either one way or the other. And this will tell a lot about your personality depending upon the way you answer this question. Do you prefer to be a giver or a receiver? In general, I'm not talking about any particular occasion. I'm talking about in general. I know for me, I get more pleasure out of giving than receiving.
I prefer to be the giver.
Why?
Because my job is to make sure that you're satisfied. I'm going to get mine.
And do you feel like giving is a must in all sexual encounters? Like, if I don't do that, then it's probably not going to end up right. Like,
it's not
a
must.
It's my obligation to do that.
It's not a must, but my thing is if you earn that, then, yeah, you deserve it. Not every woman.
Now, what qualifies as earning it? Like, they cook breakfast good, or they give it to you good, or the sex is great? Like, what qualifies the
ability
to
be
good?
It has to be all around. You can't just go down on everybody. Because not everybody keeps their shit clean. Or whatever the case may be. You know what I'm saying? If it's just a jump off or a pop off, you can't go down on her. If it's somebody that you dating or you seeing on the rag, then yeah.
So if it's a regular partner that you have these encounters with, then it's okay to be a giver. Even if you have multiple partners or that person has multiple partners, as long as you two are engaged in regular activities, it's okay for you guys to engage in those oral aspects of the sexual encounters?
Well, repeat that. You was all over with that question. What you mean?
I was saying... If, in fact, you engage in regular sexual encounters with the person, rather that person is monogamous to you or you are monogamous to that person, it's okay to have regular encounters?
I mean, if she got a man, I know she got a man. I'm not going to go down on her.
Why not?
Because that means I'm not the only geek going in there. Because he's going in there,
okay,
too.
Okay, but females suck your dick and your meat goes in them and other people.
No, but what I'm trying to say is that I'm the single one. You know what I'm saying? If she tells me she's married, right? If he tells me she's married and she only telling me for the moment, she going back home to him. Which means there's a possibility his meat was in there last night. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Yeah, but you have a black book, though.
Right, I have a black book. But what I'm saying is that but I also have a relationship with married women. And my thing is, I'm not sure if he busted that last night. So I'm not going
to go out and start licking it. It doesn't have to be a person that's married. I'm not saying that person. I'm asking in a very general way. Because I feel like it's important to use very general terms in situations such as
But my these. Thing is, if she's single, you have no idea who she was last with. But if you know that she's living with a dude or you know she got a man, you already know somebody.
But what about if that person is your favorite? Like, what if you're that person's favorite person to be with? So even though you may know that occasionally they do other things, but you know for sure that whenever you call, that person is going to make sure that they're available. Does that then change the situation? Because I feel like even in the courting process, right, even when a woman is dating a man or a man is dating a woman or a man is dating a man or a woman is dating a woman, there's a courting process. And during that courting process, you two may engage in activities in which you become to know each other extremely well in an intimate sense. However, because it is a courting process, there is, in fact, no obligation for the two of you to remain solely engaged in that one courting process with that other person. Because it's courting, right? So you're just testing it out to see if whether or not this is something you would like to commit to. So you still are kind of doing your own thing, making sure that you're not settling for anything less. So I guess my question to you would be, if that person is your favorite person to go to, or you're their favorite person to call on, does that make a difference for you to engage in these activities? Because I feel like it wouldn't make a difference.
It might not make a difference, but sometimes when you sit by and think about it, it might make a difference. I mean,
let's just be honest, Tone. In the heat of the moment when the sex is good, you don't think about, oh, I can't lick that person there. I know I don't. I'd be like, oh, my God, where is it? I just want it. Like, put it right here, right, because that's how I be feeling, right? I don't be thinking about all the extra stuff. I'd be like, just put it in my face. Give it to me. That's what I like. So I respect your analytical response. I don't think it's truthful, though. Because I think that you took too much time to think about it. Because I don't think in the heat of the moment or in the heat of passion that you think about these types of things. Because that's what makes sex so good, right? If you had time to think about what your next move is going to be, the sex isn't great. I'm just going to say that. If you have too much time on your hands to think about it, you might as well just not even
fuck that much. A lot of times when you in that mode, you're a totally different person. So, yeah, you're not thinking because you're not thinking as the person you usually are. You're thinking of the person that's in the heat of the moment.
Oh,
right,
the alter ego comes out. So then that's when Big Tone leaves and Sexy Tony comes in.
Actually, that's when Big Tone comes into play. Usually I'm just Tony.
Oh, got you.
Oh.
It's the other way. So this is your alter ego.
Right.
Okay. So in this particular moment, stop thinking like Tony and think like Tone and give like the realistic answer, like the truthful answer. Are you or are you not, when engaged in sexual encounters with another person, more inclined to perform an oral sexual favor for that person if, in fact, they should stimulate you in the way in which it's enticing to you?
I mean, I'm all in when I'm the other person. Hello?
Yeah, mm-hmm. You're still not being honest. That's still a jaded answer, but I'll take it. That's fine.
When I'm in Big Tone mode, I'm all in. I mean,
so do you find yourself doing this 9 times out of 10 on a pretty consistent basis?
What'd you say?
9 times out of 10, you perform oral sex on your mate.
Yeah.
If I call
some people say that oral sex is like
10 people, 9 of them are going to say, yeah, Tom totally
perform sexual favors for me.
Yeah, if I put you, if I brought in 10 women right now, I guarantee you at least 7
partners.
Of them.
I didn't say. We're just talking in general terms. I know that I've had a woman step on my breast before.
Yeah, more than half. You want to say more than half? Yeah.
It's very intriguing.
Listen,
I
know.
I didn't think it was gonna happen at first because I'm not really into girls. I think that girl on girl is hella sexy, but I personally, you know, have never. But when it was presented to me, my pussy got a little warm. I don't know.
She's trying to see you.
Started tingling. She became extremely moist. It was out of my control. There was nothing I could do. I was like, whoa, I don't know. It was so wrong, but it felt so right. I was thinking
all y'all
just
nasty.
Thing.
All y'all just nasty and y'all is
I know Chica
Thump. Ears.
I know Chica Thump. We know.
Well, I heard somebody say one time that sex with our head is like a sandwich with no bread. Well, you know, maybe he feel the same way.
Y'all crazy. Y'all corrupted my sweet, innocent self.
Doubtful.
Yes. Oh, okay. Now, who all on the phone? Because I can't see the switchboard. My computer froze up, so I cut it off. So it should be Ashton, Tone, and Bossy.
Yeah,
exactly.
I'm on.
Right?
I'm on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm on.
Ashton, you there?
I'm here.
Okay, now, I need y'all advice, okay? Now, y'all read the Weekend Getaway about Mr. South Carolina, and a lot of people felt like that was going to be my boo. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And the Weekend was fine. Don't get me wrong. I really enjoyed myself. But it wasn't, it's not that comeback.
It was nice.
Yeah, like, it's not like that. I'm making my way back to you, babe. It's nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, South Carolina. And
actually, I'm not sorry. His ass should be sorry. That's the worst thing that a man could do is, like, run up your pussy miles, and then there's nothing to even write home about. Like,
No. He was, no. I wrote a 5-page blog about him. He was on point. But for me, it's like my attention span is like, no, he's a good man, but I'm just like, I don't know. Like, he'll be like, I'll come see you, and I'm like, okay, and I'm like, no. Or I'm going to come see you, and I'm like, no. You know what I'm saying? It's like we have cool chemistry, but it's not where it's like I'm thinking about him enough to where I'm like, oh, my God, like, or if I go back and read the blog, like, if I think about that weekend that I get super wet and I want to kick it, it's not that. I mean, I'm not going to say I'm like K. Michelle and my woo-ha is gone or whatever the fuck she be saying, but it's like, I don't know why I'm like how I am. Like, I will be cool with you once, and then I don't want you again, or I got to find a reason to be like, okay, well, you know what, you're a good person, so I should, or I don't know. Or I meet people every day that want to kick it, and I'm just like, I'm good. Or if I smash you once, I don't want you again. Like, I won't care how good it is, how much it came, or whatever. I just don't want you no more, and I don't understand why is that.
Because you should have been a man in your former life. You probably was one. And you have that smash and pass.
Yeah, like,
or probably because you were in a relationship with one person for so long, and it didn't end right, and you're traumatized, and you haven't.
Hell nah, girl.
I was married for 6.5 years and been divorced almost 16. But
you
nah,
get bored
I
easily.
Mean,
you get bored easily.
That's the answer I've been waiting to hear.
Somebody
says very clinical advice.
I'm just like, damn, like, because my daughter be like, Mommy, are you ever going to settle down? And I'd be like, honestly, I can like a dude, but he will irk me. He will do something to be like, ooh.
I knew it.
You know,
so something he'll do, like a habit, like he'll chew wrong or something like that, irritate you?
Yeah, or this is my thing, like, and it's like, men treat me like a trophy, and they shouldn't do that. So when I'm in South Carolina, you want to show me off. You want to put your friends on my website, my fucking YouTube page. But, dude, I'm not your girl. So, like, you feel like this is my baby, and if they listening to my show or they following me, this bitch single. So if she single, shit, I'm reading all this shit, I might want to holler. And who's that?
Keep her under lock and key, fellas. Don't tell no goddamn body that she's Chalk Mommy. You introduce her as Pam. Because other than that, it's subject to go down.
That's like giving a referral.
Mm-hmm. A pussy referral. Here, try my bitch. She's probably good. You probably like her.
You know what, man? Here go a coochie coupon for Chalk. I'm going to go ahead, you my nigga, I'm going to go ahead and get that to you.
But just like a referral, you'd be mad if it worked out with that person. They get in, but you don't get in. You'd be like, well, nigga, I'll put you onto that job. How you get that job? I got fired. Same thing.
And I just feel like that's the wrong thing to do. I mean, yes, you're excited about, you know, what I'm doing and everything, but I don't know. Like, I just feel like that's a no-no because I come across so many backbiters, so many double backs, you know?
Yeah, I'm one of them.
So I'm just like, okay.
You just need someone to give you that wow factor. That's it. And it doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with you. It just means that you haven't met the right one.
Exactly. In order for me to settle or consider settling or even consider coming back for, like, second, thirds or whatever, you have really got to wow the fuck out of me. And then I sit there and I look at the chemistry between Sierra and Future. That shit ignites the whole room.
That chemistry is real.
Yes. And it's like she is
about
like
Amber,
all relationships.
What about Amber and, what's her name? Amber and,
Yeah, they're sticking their damn tongues out at it. That's some nasty bullshit, but
I mean,
it works for them.
I can't look at Wiz Khalifa. He look like a catfish.
Wendy. He was kind of cute on Wendy, but he do that catfish mouth. You stupid.
when that's on Weekend...
Yeah, well, with him in the Weekend, Remember Me, and he's doing that growl. I thought X was about to pop up. Like, what the fuck? Like, no. But Future, I mean, I'm sure they got chemistry, but it's like Jay-Z and Beyonce, they chemistry evil. I can't fuck with nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? But with
I wonder
Future
how Bow Wow
Sierra,
felt on the show. You ever think about that used to be her little boo Bow Wow? I wonder how he felt introducing that video with all that chemistry showing in the background.
Hey, you, like Boys to Men said, Boys to Men, she went from a boy to a grown-ass man.
Or it could be like Ray J, I hit it first.
I was thinking that.
I'm sorry. I had to play devil's advocate. Probably ain't true, but it could be true.
But my thing is, okay, you hit it first, but my question is, who hits it better?
Who hit it for you?
That's a question I don't personally have the desire to know the answer to, but I would like to hear someone's opinion on that. But, you know, certain men can get in places that tall men can. They have some certain advantages.
Tall men got something holding them down. They got something holding them down. That's why.
All I got to do is prop my leg on top. We all right. I'm just putting it out there. I mean, I don't know, you know, how the magnitude of their relationship, but I would think that, you know. Mm-hmm. But
I don't know. Future looks like he's a hard fucker. He looks like he's a hard lover. He looks like
he's going to beat the pussy up and turn around and pamper it and treat it like it needs to be treated. Yes.
Future.
Yes.
She might dominate him.
I don't find him to be all that attractive, to be perfectly honest. I don't think he's the most attractive character.
But the way that he carries himself.
Back on you. Let's not try to. Yeah, let's not negate this topic. Back on you.
Oh, yeah.
I really thought that perhaps you and Mr. G2 had a little something, and that just kind of faded away.
I mean, it's like we spoke on the phone, and he would be like, oh, you're so cute, this, that, and the third, you're so
beautiful. No, he didn't say you was cute. He said you was beautiful. There's a difference. When a man tells a woman she's cute, but when a man tells a woman, oh, she's so beautiful, that is like a whole nother level of courting. When a man tells a woman she's beautiful, that's different than saying, you know you look good than a motherfucker, right? That's different.
Okay, well, when he sent that damn ticket to San Francisco, y'all will see the pictures on Instagram. I'm going to have that nigga saying, for show me. But
love you,
you know what? Okay, this is what y'all can do for me. This is what y'all can do for me. Y'all can find me a date. I'll let y'all set me up on a blind date. Y'all, like, we've been through this before, Daddy.
How many times have you run out to chat my win a date with Chat about me? And every time.
But I'm in a different place now. I'm not recovering. I'm searching. We're going to be like Chili looking for love. I'm just looking for a person that I can date more than once.
Yo, listen, long like Chili.
You have too many restrictions. The dick can't
like
be too small, can't be too big. It's got to be exactly this size, shape this way.
You know what? That ain't even a factor no more. That's not even a factor no more. Because a full inch is too big. So, I mean, that's not even a factor. He has to be attractive.
Hold on, we are not interviewing any man with 4-inch dicks. I'm sorry.
Well,
please
don't
apply.
You did the other day.
Your penis.
You did the other day.
God, yes.
She can't date any man whose penis is, now 4 inches if your penis is soft perhaps, but please, I'm sorry, Chad, if we're supposed to be doing this thing, I don't want to look at 4-inch penises. I feel like I should get some sort of enjoyment out of this also. Just
You will get tired of the 4-inch man. You will get tired of 4-inch man. Sometimes you need somebody to hit that spot. I mean, you don't want to hit the spot repeatedly to where you can't walk, but you don't want that 4-inch man either.
I like to not be able to walk the next day. I'm sorry. I like limping for a good reason.
I want him to be a biker. He needs to be a biker. I want
a biker.
I want to my biker
with
face.
The Myrtle Beach. Why wouldn't he go to biker?
I'm not fucking no,
this.
Because I will be running from dick the whole weekend. No, I'm good.
Yeah, this is true. This is true. But some bikers
down
there.
Yeah, because me being somewhere, when people know who I am and as much shit as I talk, girl, no, it's not enough bodyguards that can protect me.
Yeah.
Not enough bodyguards. But he got to be a biker.
I did not know you were in Cali. I got family out there in Fontana, in Long Beach, in L.A.
Okay. I grew up in L.A. Those are my stomping grounds.
That's what's up. You see, I don't have enough soul food out there. What's up with that? I was in Sacramento, though, so I really
can't. I think that's what makes it so great, because if you don't have soul food, but then when you meet that man, that good man, you just bring him to the house and you cook him a home-cooked meal. He never leaves. The best way to treat him, the best way to get a man is through their stomach. That's what they say, fuck me, feed me, leave me alone. I could do all three as long as you do what you're supposed to do. We all right.
Where's Tone? He didn't give any advice.
Tone, you gone?
I think Tone is gone. You think I was harsh on Tone's side? I hope not. Ashton.
What?
You think I was harsh on Tone? I wasn't.
No.
I spoke in very generalized terms.
Of course
and
you wouldn't
really
think
that.
You were harsh on him. Of course you wouldn't think you were harsh on him. I think you were really trying to ask a question, but you really wanted to know a different answer.
I think that I was trying to be respectful and not,
I wanted to know the answer from my personal knowledge, but I didn't necessarily feel like the answer needed to be publicly broadcasted. So that's why I posed the question in the manner in which I did, and I spoke in very generalized terms. So then I could put two and two together myself and make four.
See, Ashley, I was messing with you, too. I know you didn't know if I knew anything. So it sounds like to me, this is what Ashley's like, she must have. Well, you know what? You know what? I give a person props for being who they are, but, you know, hey.
And that's the thing. I love telling my cooked food. I really genuinely do. I just think that it's important that everyone later, like, when it comes to stuff, and I say that on every single show. Like, I'm sure your fans got to be tired of me saying it because I say it every single show, and I'll be so serious. I think that it's so, so very important that, I mean, sex is great. Let's just be very honest. Sex is fantastic. It feels amazing. It's wonderful to give, to receive, to talk about. We have a great time on the show talking about a lot of different things. It's a very important part of society. I think it helps to keep people sane. But in the same token, that can either be something that enhances your life or it can fuck your life up forever. And to prevent that from happening, it's important that people are honest about what their sexual experiences are. And it doesn't mean you have to be honest with every single person you come into contact with, but those people in which you are thinking of being intimate with, are being intimate with, or anything in that shape or form, it's extremely important that you are 100% honest. That is the only way we are going to rid ourselves of this thing that is killing our communities, period.
Mm-hmm.
Is if people start asking those difficult questions. He doesn't have to tell me because I'm not fucking him. But I think it's important that he does come with a disclosure the next time he does decide to fuck somebody. Here's what it is, period. And there's a lot of other people, too. I'm not singling anybody out. There's a lot of women that need to come with that same public disclosure. I'm a hoe. Put it on your badge. Wear it like the scarlet letter. Some people might rock with it, but at least you're giving those people the opportunity. And if everybody did that, then it would make the world a lot safer because people can pick and choose from that point what they want to do with themselves. And that's what it all comes down to.
It's only being fair. It's being fair. I mean, let me make the decision whether I want to tolerate it or not. Don't just make the decision for me. Is what you're saying?
Because even there's people even that had the virus that people are willingly sleeping with.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why they
like,
but
Chas, you remember the couple that called in, right, that time, the angry wife? You remember that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Another piece to that story is from that encounter, he wound up contracting the virus. And guess what? The wife still fucking him. She made that choice consciously. That's on her from that point forward because she now knows that he has it and she continues to sleep with him. Luckily for her, she doesn't have the virus. She's very, very lucky for that, or at least that's what, you know, it's been told that she doesn't have the virus. She's very, very lucky for that. But you know what? At the end of the day, she can't be mad at her husband because she consciously made that decision to continue to sleep with him. So that's fine. That's on them. Now, he was real fucked up for contracting the virus out of adultery. Like, that was real messed up. But she knew that, and she still decided to go back into that thing. So then, you know what? That's their little pool. But if you don't tell me that you have it and now you want to come fuck on me, that's a problem. Mm. That's all I'm saying. Give people the option to choose. You never know which way they're going to go. They might just be okay. But at least you gave them the option to choose. So whatever happens from that point forward, off your conscience, and no one can ever say I didn't know.
You got that right. Man, being single is just a motherfucker.
Being in a relationship is, too. Remember the angry wife?
The sheep, though.
It's worth to stay in it. It's worth to get it. It's constant work. And both people have to want
to
work at it. It can't be one person.
You have to work the hardest. That's what they always say. I'm not even married, but I feel like
I think Chalk don't want to stay committed because of that. She don't want to deal with the same person every day, their issues, and
I mean, you know what? I could, but they just got to fucking wow me.
They wow me. I'm
in there. Meet that person one day, and then it won't even be a question as to whether or not it's right, because it'll just happen.
You'll know. The stars will come out.
Way. Do you find yourself comparing your mates, though? Like,
hell no.
Nah. Someone was with me, and he...
No. No. Because every man is different. And every motherfucker gets on my nerves in one shape, form, or fashion.
Little things do irritate you about somebody. Like this one guy, I hate the way he chewed and scooped his food up with his fingers. And I don't like
ew.
To scoop your food up with no finger onto the fork. He's scooping his two fingers. He's not using his thumb. Or, I don't know. It's just, and then he chewed from, like, the bottom up. It just irritates me.
Like,
why
like,
is your mouth like that?
Or you know what? He had that Shorty Low look going, right? Cause, you know, you ever seen Shorty Low eat or chew anything?
Mm-mm.
That shit is, like, the most disgusting look ever. Like, he was one person
that
would never eat my pussy because he would be smacking it, his
ooh.
Mouth twisted like he smoked crack. No, I'm good.
Speaking of crack, not saying he does it, but Bobby Brown has a long tongue. You seen that time? It was a jet picture of the week. And he put his tongue on Whitney's neck. I'm just saying. Mm. You know, just outburst randomness.
Mm.
I had a guy did it one time. I just don't like little stupid stuff. Like if you get a glass of something to drink, why are you filling it all the way to the rim to the point where you got to slurp it and walk with it? That's irritating. Really, you can go back and get more. Why are you doing that? That irritates me too. And
oh,
I like people to appreciate what I have. If I just got a new chair, you know those round big chairs, it turns.
Uh-huh.
Why would a grown ass man get his ass in a chair, kick the wall and spin around in it? Irritated. Get your ass out my damn chair.
Where did you find him at?
Maybe he had Tourette's syndrome. Have you ever thought about that?
Well, he Tourette out of here.
I had a girlfriend once. She lived in Brooklyn, and she was dating this dude who had Tourette's, and he did, like, every time, like, so he'd be walking down the street, and he would just turn around for no reason, just spin around, and the circle just spin
like
around.
Like woman.
Just spin, like, you'd be like, what the fuck did you, what was back there?
Like
I'm good, I'm just going to keep on walking. And he had to do that, like, every so often. He had Tourette's. It could just be, I don't know.
That tick. I don't know.
He was like, that seemed too funny. That was too...
What you spinning around for?
Too hard. We don't need anything sort of suspect.
Jesus. He turned around.
He was just turning around real fast. We just be walking. He just, woo, just turn around. Just. I don't know.
Well, then when they get too complacent and they stop maintaining something. They always say, women, when you get a man, you do this, you do that, you do this, and then you change. Okay, that's consistent with both sexes, men and women. You know, what it took to get that person, you got to keep maintaining that and then enhance it. Or you get bored.
I agree. That's agreed. I think it's important to be friends first and to have that open dialogue. Like, like when I was saying earlier, you know, it's like if – right before walking down the aisle, that person can, like, you can talk about things and admit when you mess up. And that's one thing, I will be honest, that even in my own personal life, we didn't have that for many, many years. We, like, loved each other, but we weren't friends. We never went through that friendship phase. We just was like, we're in a relationship. So when it came down to certain things, we didn't feel comfortable about talking about them for fear that we would be judged or that it would make that person upset and that relationship aspect wouldn't work. But once we became friends, we were like, okay,
I can curse, like, I could have a very good attitude about whatever the case may be, and I can curse his ass out three ways from Sunday, and he can do the same to me, like, you didn't do this right, that right, this right. It really gets on my goddamn nerves, Jasmine, when you do this, and I hate it when your ass do that, and then 5 minutes later, we're back to playing the Xbox, because it was like, okay, that was that phase. I said what I had to say. I absorbed it, and now we're moving on. And I think that that's super important to have that friendship-type communication so a person isn't fearful of admitting their flaws, because everybody has them, but people pretend like they don't exist.
Mm-hmm. Well, like Chris Rock said, a lot of people are comfortable being their representative. They're trying to not be themselves to attract the person, and then when the person finds out who they are, it's like you did all that for nothing.
That's a very good
analogy. Because I don't want you no more.
Mm-hmm. That's a very good analogy. And all niggas ain't shit. No, I'm just joking.
I mean, who still, we don't still say that. We say a lot of them ain't, though. A lot of them are not. A lot of them are just like females. Like you said, the chick in the store, in the apartment on Section 8 that don't have to get up in the morning. Or deal
that
with
shit pisses
before.
Me off. You don't understand how bad that
but
makes me.
But you said $600. These girls on the East Coast paying $25 for rent.
I mean, it can range to that, but my point is I don't care. If I bust my ass, yo, like I said, everybody needs a goddamn job. And there's no reason why I should be paying for your son to wear Jordans and for him to get a fresh haircut every week and mine got to struggle to the next paycheck. There is no reason why your son get 5 pairs of shoes and my son can only get 2, but I brought those shoes. Bitch, you better give me them damn shoes. It ain't right.
It is not right. And then why are you carrying a Gucci purse and you got $20 in it? That's backwards.
No, so here's the kicker, and I'm just going to keep it all the way 100. The reality is those bitches are getting over. And when I say they get, and not to say that everybody is like this, because I think that there are truly some people who need government assistance, like they genuinely need it. But there are a lot of those in which that need it because they don't aspire to do anything different. And
yeah,
what sucks about this whole thing is, to be relatively honest, and I've cried about this, like, not just cried like venting, but I have literally, like, had a boo-hooing session. And I think it was around income tax time when Obama told my ass that I owed him money. I had a crying session, and I broke down because I was like, it's not fair that I work so hard every day to provide for my family and to do better, and I yield less results. I am working, I am struggling, I am putting things together, and God is good, right? I'm not struggling financially, but it's a struggle balancing everything between work, family, and your own, like, mental health. It's a balance. It's a struggle to not be home with your kids every day after school or to not be the ones that get to pick them up or drop them off. That is mentally taxing. And here it is, a person that doesn't have shit to do all day, can do all of these things. It's real fucked up. And the reality is that person probably actually has more in terms of wealth than you or I because they can accumulate it. So they don't have to spend money on buying work clothes. They don't have to spend money on gas. They don't have to spend money on all of these things that we spend money on, light, gas, food, whatever, because all of those things are given to them. They're getting gas vouchers to go to these little programs. They get food stamps. They get utility bills. They get all the shit we should be getting for working every goddamn day. It ain't
the thing
like
about it is, what makes an individual aspire? When I grow up, I'm going to just get a baby, and I'm going to let the system take care of me because I had never had that mentality. Like, what makes
because
their
parents
were
that way. It's generational. I have a girlfriend who I love her to death, but the day she turned 18, her mom took her down to the county office and put her name on the Section 8 waiting list. That's just the way it goes. It's generational. She has a very nice place, a very nice apartment in a gated community, and she only pays $100 a month. Like, it pisses me off, but that's what it is. Like, I could probably ask her to borrow some money if I really needed it, because 9 times out of 10, she don't have it. As to where you or I would be like, well, you're going to have to wait for my next payday. But then guys always be like, oh, you ain't got shit. You got to wait till your next payday. You living paycheck to paycheck. Yeah, because I bust my ass to collect these paychecks. It's different than a bitch that get hers all in one lump sum at the beginning of the month. Like, she got it.
Oh, they get ABC vouchers for free daycare. I forgot about that, too.
And I don't mean to be women bashing either, because it's not just a woman thing. There are men who collect county checks, too, or whatever it is that they get. I never forget this guy I was talking to one time was trying to give me this whole speech on why it was okay for me to be a foster parent, because how I would get all of these vouchers. Like, oh, you could get this. That's automatically on foster. You know too much about the goddamn county. You know what he told me? Why? Like, I deserve this. Like, I'm entitled to that. Like, we just going to watch these kids, and you don't have to work. No, get the fuck off my phone line. You aren't shit. You're probably never going to be shit, and whoever decides that they're going to be your wife ain't shit either. Like, who aspires to be that way? And it's because he grew up in the same type of an environment. That's how everybody was.
Bunch of foster kids is running around. What'd they kill you? I don't know where you came from. I'm going to be going to spaz out on me, come get mine. I sometimes feel bad about not being a foster parent, because there are a lot of children at this place, but I think it shouldn't be a source of income. The kids are not the income. But my brother's adopted, and that's what they did. His mother was a baby maker. And this woman who was the caretaker for all of them had all these children in her house, and she was getting their checks, and they would all share the same clothes, like pass it down to this one and that one. And she wasn't taking time with them. They may just be in the crib all day. You know, that was her lifestyle. Those are people that are system people. Mm-hmm.
That's sad.
Just get up in the morning like, you know what? I don't feel like working. I wish I had. Sometimes you wish you had did that. Maybe I should have sat back and got me a free apartment. But that's boring to me. I can't do it. There's no worth in it.
Well, it's been a pleasure, ladies. I'm going to have to recuse myself from this conversation.
Oh, yes. It's been over 4 minutes. That's time for me to take my ass to bed.
It's been a pleasure, as always. It was a great show.
Yes. Next week is going to be even gooder, because we're going to approach the dark skin versus the light skin. Remember from school days?
Yes. Your eyes are blue, but you ain't white. Your hair is straight because you pressed it last night. Y'all remember that? You ladies get some rest. I'm going to get me some too. I'm going to turn this light off and laugh at the stuff that I've heard tonight.
Tell me about it. I'd like to thank everybody for calling in and listening, especially that shit talker, shit snortage. Man, I got to get him back in on again, because he believes his shit does not. He believes his shit has a different flavor than everybody else's.
You think it smells like roses?
He probably think it smells like Sweet Waves barbecue sauce. Ain't no fucking telling. But good night. I'll be back Tuesday night, 9:30. I don't know if we're gonna have a guest or not. I don't know. Probably Friday. So I'm gonna hit y'all a little BBL in the morning. I love y'all, and good night.
Love you too. Get some beauty.
Love you too. I know, right? Good night.
Good night.